Did you have a lot of those? Would you find that type in Compton?
Like just a crackhead? Just yeah, just hell like, yeah, dude. We still rocks with those motherfuckers. Like when they used to, like, they'd be riding.
I remember one was like riding down the street. One was like riding down the street, right? We were all hanging out. One was riding down the street on a bike or whatever. And their bikes are always fucking wobbly and shit. It's fucking retarded. But they be riding them motherfuckers fast as shit. And my fucking big brother just take a fucking rock and like throw it at them and shit like that. And they'd be like, hey, man, come on now. Come on now. And shit like that. And then, and like little shit like that. I remember I threw a water balloon at one, bro. Like,
everybody to the wild, wild west. A state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Like a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb ass hemp be. The state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimps be. On a mission for them greens. Lean, mean, money making machines serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes.
Hi everybody, and welcome to Black History Month. I'm Ari Shaffir, and this is Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank Podcast celebration of Black history and culture. And we're starting late this February out of respect to Black culture itself. Black people are late. It's one of their things. Black people time. BPT, you might see for short. That's right. If you like Black people, if you hire them at your company or if you work by them, why don't you push hard for them to be able to show up at 9:45 all month? Because that is how you should celebrate Black history. I had on this episode Jamar Neighbors. We met in Phoenix, Arizona by a pool where Black people rarely are unless there's a party going on, to talk about growing up in Compton, one of the favorite Black cities in America. Also, we met in Arizona, which is the last state to ratify a day off from Martin Luther King Day. Why? It was nuts. They had threatened to take the Super Bowl away from them. They said, like, we're not going to let you have the Super Bowl if you don't take the day off. And eventually they were like, fuck, you really put us in a catch-22 here. Let me give you a quick rundown of what Black history is in this country. At first, there were no Black people here. It was really just Native Americans. And then, who were kind of like Asians, but like, I don't know, they mixed with, I guess, pre-Mexicans. I'm not really sure how Native Americans came to be. But it was Adam and Eve who, I mean, what were they? Were they multicultural? When did other races start? When do you get Chinese in the mix? Unless Adam and Eve were Chinese, but then when do you get Black people? Unless they were Black, maybe Adam and Eve were Black, but then when do you get white people? No one really talks about it. When did every race start? Was it just the sun burning people in different ways? Was the Icelandic whites, were like, well, they're not seeing sun, so they fucking get pale? And the fucking Black, it's so hot in Africa. That doesn't make sense. Because then what are Asians? Why would... Anyway, the point is, and at some point, we had Blacks. They came over by land, by air, and by sea. No, actually, they came over by sea. Mostly by sea. I think by sea. And then Adolph Rupp invented basketball. And then the Dominicans started playing baseball. And then Kobe Bryant died. Oh, there was a Black scientist. Oh, also Martin Luther King Day was a great leader who freed the Black people. Martin Luther King Day... grew up in the United States of America and really made something of himself, really made a name for himself. And now we celebrate Martin Luther King Day every year by having barbecues. So I think that's it. I think we're all caught up. What else happened in Black history? Black Lives Matter. Oh, guys, listen, if you want to really support, I have Black friends that are males. I don't really have many Black female friends, if any. There must be one, but I can't really think of any right now. But I do have Black male friends. If you want to support Black people during Black History Month, over time, over history, one thing that I've seen that Black men love to do, and it's been verified by my Black friends today, is have sex with white women. So if you're a white woman listener and you want to support Black people during Black History Month, why not have sex with a Black dude? It doesn't have to be like in the porno, although it can be like in the porno. It doesn't have to be just a negative for you. You don't have to get blacked raw. Not at all. Not at all, unless you want to. Guys, you can fetishize people all you want. You can fetishize me if you're like, oh, I'm fucking a Jew. I don't have a problem with that, okay? But we're talking about white women now and their path to making Black people feel okay just for this month, just for February, the shortest month in the union. So fuck a black dude is my point. It can be nice. You can show a black dude how to fuck like a college student. Just like, just the, you know, just okay. What, however you want. But I'll tell you from right now, Monroe, he's got a girlfriend, but Derek Gaines, you like Derek Gaines? He's a black dude. Fuck Derek Gaines. Come on. Go fuck Derek Gaines. To make up for all the injustice of black people being forced to be on time when that is not part of their culture. I'm Ari Shaffir. Let's start the episode. Jamar Neighbors is one of the best, funniest comics. I started seeing him at The Wave for the roast battle, but he's a fucking hilarious comic and everybody loves him. Follow him online at Jamar_Neighbors. So yeah, let's start the episode. This is Ari Shaffir Skeptic, episode 458. Do I have a name for this? Hood rats and not hood rats. Ghetto, grown up. City of Compton. Let's call it that. City of Compton with Jamar Neighbors. Starts now. Hi, everybody. This is going to be tough. I recorded the intro to the podcast with Jamar in Los Angeles, California, a few days ago. And in the interim, some stuff has come up about one of my friends, Joe Rogan. He's been a guest on this podcast. You might know him now. Now they got that Skeptic Tank bump. And look, I hate weighing in on my friends or piling on when things are against them. But what he did and what he does is despicable. He forced me to do yoga for 15 days. For 15 days. Out of a month, 30 days, 31 days. October 2018. I'm sorry. It was so hard. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. And it wasn't. And it was not Bikram kind of yoga. It's a hot yoga, and it wasn't the heat. It wasn't the heat that bothered me. I've been in Southeast Asia with a 100 degree temperature and 95% humidity for months. It wasn't the heat! It wasn't the heat! It was the length of time. Why is it an hour and a half, Joe? Why did you make me do an hour and a half one? Uh, 15 days, an hour and a half. I've seen yoga online. It can be 20 minutes or 30 minutes. There's hour-long classes everywhere in New York. To choose an hour and a half one, I'll never forgive him for that. I'll never forgive him for that. And so I don't go online much, but I've heard of people talking, and I assume this is what they meant. And you're right to pile on him, everybody. It was wrong. And then he followed it. So it's bad enough when someone does something terrible, but to follow it up the following year by forcing me to work out, I don't have a workout body. I don't have any interest in working out. I do hard drugs weekly. I drink to excess. And I smoke, well, I don't want to say what I smoke. That he tricked me and, and my friends, Brad and Tom into working out and chaining a heart strap button to my chest. It's like I was a slave. I was a slave to his workout regimen. And so I know people are piling on him now for that. And it's, I would say you're right to do it. You're right to do it. He shouldn't be giving workout advice. What makes you feel like you, an obese man, has the right to tell me or anyone anything about working out? People are right to be mad.
No, it's not that.
Oh. It's not the... Oh. I thought it was the working out. The N-word, the COVID... Oh, no. No, dude. What are you talking about? No. What? Are you kidding me? No, the COVID stuff, he just interviews scientists and gets their opinion on COVID. It's like a, you know, it's a pretty new disease, I think. I think the science is like disagrees with itself all the time. So he just like tries to get both sides. And then the N-word compilation. I'll just tell you that right now. Almost every comedian has one of those in the wings. We've been talking about it for years. It's a fucking, it's the biggest no-no word. So of course we like to walk on the line for jokes, you know. He wasn't using the N-word around like a scientist, right? He was doing it with comics every single time and just like, it's the biggest no-no word. I don't know. Every once in a while. Doesn't he have like 1,000 podcasts? Yeah, every once in a while you fucking go for it. Rape jokes, same shit. Holocaust jokes, same shit. School shooting jokes. Yeah. What? What are you guys talking about? The news is nuts. It's just always showing stuff out of context to give you the worst possible scenario of everything. And in that, like, Whoopi Goldberg, you didn't do anything wrong. It's a debate whether Jews are a race or a religion. I think both, but it's debatable. So for you to go, well, Jews are white, so it wasn't racial. Yeah, that's not wrong. That's not wrong. If Hitler killed only gays, or he did kill a lot of gays, was that racial? Nah, it's sexual, right? Couldn't he be against Jews for being like Jewish? She's not wrong. She's not right or wrong. It's a debate. But everyone puts on her like pretty much like you think the Holocaust is okay. That's what everybody's taking in. You already need an apology. And you see her apology, she goes, yeah, I shouldn't have said that. And then she kind of half doubles down. You know why? Because she's been gaslit. Because she's made to think something she did wrong and she doesn't believe it was wrong. You see people with their apologies all the time. They still kind of half double down because they don't think they're wrong. Guys, they're going after this guy. You know why? Fucking Neil Young, half his fucking library is owned by Pfizer. For real, look it up. Half of Neil Young's library is owned by Pfizer. I mean, I don't know, man, but they want him taken out, and he's a great friend of mine, and he's a fucking good person. He has plenty of... Dude, Michael Che said this to me once. He said he's never heard the N-word being used the way it should be used to make him mad, to make him offended, meaning, get out of here, you fucking N-word. And I've never used it that way. And now there's Joe, and now there's pretty much anybody you know. Fucking calm down. We make jokes. We make out there jokes to get this response sometimes. Like, oh. So what are you going to do? Make a joke about a fucking burnt slice of pizza? Oh, my God. People are starving. Fuck off. Get bent, you fucking dorks. Learn how to take comedy. And when you see one of those stories, don't get fucking mad at people. Be like, well, who's the author of this? There's no monsters out there. Shut the fuck up. So you're telling me all... Dude, yeah, fucking idiots. You fucking idiots. That guy's a great guy. He loves everybody. You're a fucking moron. Every one of you. I know I'm talking to the converted, but anybody else, fuck off. Anyway, this is going to be difficult now to say. I also found out since I interviewed Jamar that he has a great album out on SoundCloud right now, and it's super unique and interesting. He takes hip-hop and music and sound bites, and he mixes it with... This is going to be fucking tough with stand-up comedy. I don't know how I'm going to do this after that. Damn, Jamar. Why did you have to name it this? It's called America's... God damn it, Jamar. Well, first of all, I'll just tell you, America is spelled with 3 Ks in the title. America, cuz. Well, how am I supposed to say it now? He titled it this. I'll tell you the word. It ends with an A. And it starts with an N. I mean, in context of what I just had to say, this is going to be extremely difficult. But the options are not promote a black man properly, a great black artist like Jamar Neighbors. I mean, I'm really in a bind here. America's 3 Ks. America's Look on. Listen, I'll ask Jamar if I can play this at the end of this podcast, and I'll play his album, America. But it's great. It's super unique. I've never heard anyone done anything like this before. He's taken hip hop and stand up, and he's kind of made stand up the fifth element of hip hop: rap, DJ, graffiti, breakdancing. And with this, with America's, Jamar has really made a fifth element of stand-up, of hip-hop. That's from someone who doesn't know fuck all about hip-hop. But I've heard little things. So check out on SoundCloud, America's by Jamar Neighbors. And boycott Joe Rogan until he tells everybody that he's sorry for making people who don't want to work out, work out. It's not right. It's not right, Joe. The COVID stuff I get. Yeah, you just want to interview scientists. Talk to the scientists. Don't talk to Joe. And you make an occasional joke about stuff. Like, fuck off. Of course, you should be able to. But the working out, dude. I'm sorry, man, but I'll just... we're not okay. Anyway, let's complete the episode. Ari Shaffir Skeptic Tank, episode 440. I mean, it really is just difficult. When they ask, this is what podcasts are, you guys. It's us just throwing it out there. And when we do it on stage, right? And we throw out a fucking school shooting joke like I did in Miami, and they fucking turned on me hard because I didn't do it right exactly. I've made that work other places, and then I didn't quite do it right. I didn't smile in the right places or set it up quite right. They turned on me hard. I saw a woman turned her back and aggressively texting to let me know that she was mad at me. Aggressively texting. Her husband, she was trying to heckle. Her husband's like, come on, come on, come on. So she was like, well, I won't take this. I lost him. Okay, that's fine. That's the punishment. You try an out there joke. The punishment is you lose a crowd. Felt terrible. But with podcasts, that shit's just saved forever. So what do you want us to do? What's the option? If you guys don't go against these things, because you guys are converted, you guys all like this shit. If you guys don't go against it, then what's our option? Put up a podcast for 3 days and then take it down. You want us to take down our backlog? I'm just telling you now, if you look, you can find it. I've gone plenty of terrible stuff on there. Most of it funny. All of it in the service of funny. It's like, I'm going to make a joke here. And it might work and it not, might not. But the intention, which is important, right? Isn't that something everybody said? The intention is not to fucking piss anybody off. The intention is to entertain. That's what he's doing. Joe Rogan's a great guy. Everybody fucking... I mean, you don't need me to tell you. You've heard of him, but it's retarded. This whole thing is fucking retarded. Ah, you can't say that word anymore. God damn it. These fucking Let's start the episode. Jamar Neighbors, episode 4, I don't know, 53 or 5 or 7 or something like that. City of Compton, straight out of Compton, with Jamar Neighbors. Starts now.
Name and the boys coming straight out of Compton. It's a brother that'll smother your mother and make your sister think I love her. Dangerous motherfucker raising hell, and if I ever get caught, I make bail. See, I don't give a fuck, that's the problem. I see a motherfucking cop, I don't dodge him, but I'm smart, lay low, free for a while. And when I see the punk pass, I smile. To me it's kind of funny, the attitude showing nigga driving, but don't know where the fuck he going, just rolling, looking for the one they call easy. But here's a flash, they never see. Never seen like a shadow in the dark. It's up when I am low. You see a spark of hesitation. And hear the scream of the one who got the
that's the way it goes in the city of Compton, boy.
The best high-quality electronics and really helpful service, man. Look no further than B&H. B&H, they carry everything, and they ship stuff. What?
This is what my podcast is going to look like now. It's just so like Ari's. Easy.
You could actually cover this maybe and make it like one of those like logo things.
Yeah. What?
This just fits in my pocket, right?
What?
Free game.
Ari, dude, I just bought so much fucking podcast equipment, bro. Yeah, I am. Yeah. As soon as I get home.
There's a shortage.
And I could just get a decent camera. Like one of those Rebels or some shit.
Mm-hmm. Just match it up. I mean, I couldn't do it, but an editor does. Marissa does it.
Okay, cool.
What's up, dude? How are you?
I'm breathing.
Good show,
man.
So far in Phoenix?
Yeah, I love these shows.
This has been solid.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I'm having the time of my life, man. I mean, you know.
That Thursday show sucked a dick.
Dude, yeah. Are you the kind of comic that blames the audience?
No, they were a bad audience. You can almost tell from the... Oh, hold on. I got to match this up. Yeah. Yeah, sometimes. Usually I try not to, but that was a shitty audience.
Yeah,
When it's like, let's start the show, you guys ready? And they're like, okay.
Yeah.
They're like, well, no comic is responsible yet.
I felt like I was fighting them. Like,
oh, what? Yeah. Yeah, you get them for a second, then they'd be done.
Yeah, I'm about to like, wait. They laugh, and then they want you to move on to the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking crazy, but I like Arizona. I like the kind of stand-up live. It's not that bad.
Yeah, that chick's hot, sort of.
Yeah, I know. I see her. She looks,
can't tell if she's 40 or 19.
Look at her stomach, though. Do you like body-shaming women?
Yeah, it's fun. It'd be great to be able to really do it.
Yeah.
Do you ever hear what they did in sororities where they'll like step you up to a scale and then you weigh in front of everybody? Sororities are wild. And then they circle parts of your body and take a shirt off with a Sharpie.
Mm-hmm.
What is like, no.
What?
This will not do. Look at this love handle. Look at this love handle.
This in college?
Yeah. Yeah.
I miss college. College was
And they're
raw.
Telling us how to act. That's who's telling us how we got what words we can use.
Were you ever in a fraternity?
No, fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck that. I never understood it. Were you?
Hell no.
Oh, because all I said in high school was just paying for friends.
Yeah.
And then every one of my friends did it.
Yeah. I didn't like the, you know, we're marching the same way in front of the whole student body. I'm like, what the fuck is this for?
Like, are you going to invade another fraternity? Like, why do you have army formations?
Like, this is crazy. Everybody's wearing the same shit. Fuck you.
Yeah. I got threatened to get beat up once because I was wearing a chick's. She had like whatever formal or whatever like dance from the frat sorority. And so I was at her place once. So I like had it.
Yeah.
And so somebody's like, dude, if you wear that, they'll beat you up. And I'm like, who will be? The Jewish fraternity will beat me up for not. Shut up.
Yeah. Please.
Yeah.
Please.
<Send someone. laughs> Where'd you go to school?
Okay. So I graduated from Pasadena City College.
You graduated from?
Yep.
Did
Pasadena
you?
City College. And then I claim my AA degree. I don't
that's
give a
fine.
Fuck.
All right.
And then I went to, and then I transferred.
Oh, Pasadena City College. That's a JUCO.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I went to, Cal State Dominguez Hills in Carson. But I dropped out with like 12 units to go.
That's nuts. We were talking about that today. Mm-hmm. It's nuts to get that close and be like, no.
Yeah. It felt so rebellious too.
To drop out?
Yeah, it did. But that's not why I dropped out, but it did kind of feel gangster to do that.
And everyone's like, what are you doing? You're like, right? Marching to the beat of my own drummer.
Right.
That's what I'm doing.
Like, you idiot. I could be getting paid way more.
Yeah. What? So this is what I want to talk to you about, Compton.
Yeah.
We'll just talk about it for a little bit.
Okay.
What the fuck? So I've only seen it in like Boys in the Hood.
Mm-hmm.
Once I got to LA, it's like you meet people from everywhere. But you're the only one I know who grew up there.
Yeah.
I just want to know, how different is it from Boys in the Hood? That was Compton, right?
So, yeah.
It seemed like a war zone all the time.
Was that Compton? That wasn't really Compton, but, you know, it's all mean streets.
Okay.
But, So everybody like from Compton, like they got like different experiences from like you know, so like there are gangbangers who are from Compton,
uh-huh,
or whatever, you know, like YG and like all these motherfuckers. Then they're like the Kendrick Lamars, who are like the rappers and the poets of, and they may have been, they probably aren't gangbangers, but they know. I'm more so like
they dabble, not they dabble in it, but yeah, they dabble, they're around their parties.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So I'm like Venus and Serena mixed with Kendrick Lamar.
if they were like comedians. So they weren't affiliated. They were just like these people from Compton, like who were like artists, kind of sorta.
And was there a scene there? Was like an art scene there? There must have been if you're naming those
they're
people.
They're rappers. They're like, you know, they're like NWA, mm-hmm. like all that shit, whatever. So I have the story of like my Compton experience is like, yo, I was in foster homes in Compton. So I was like one of them motherfuckers.
Dude,
who like,
that is bottom rung.
Oh, yes. It was fucked up, dude.
Oh, God.
Fucked up. Like, I mean, you don't know it's fucked up until you like get older and be like, damn, man, I was really drinking toilet water.
Wait, yeah, did you get into a home? Like a one home for a while?
It wasn't just one home. I was in like a
you
few.
You shifted?
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
Oh, damn. Were you a bad kid or are they just like, hey, we're done with you?
It was both. It was like, you know, so like my mom was like a, you know, she was on like crack at that time. And so,
hey, we got into stuff.
Yeah, so this
I'm
is
a
like,
pothead.
Is like my Compton experience.
Okay, okay.
Like, so it's like I wasn't a gangbanger, but I did live this type of thing. So yeah, like she was on crack and shit. And so then I got taken like from the hospital, like, give me that damn baby, bitch. Like,
oh, she's on crack when you were born.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
So
what do you get, like a year rental on a kid when you have a kid come in?
What do you
mean? As a foster kid?
I'm not even sure even how that fucking works. Like, I just know that, like, all I know is that I started off in this older black lady's house. And then I ended, and then age five, like, I ended in this other big black lady's house. There's a bunch of black ladies who were like foster moms.
Did you make money at that? Well, that wasn't your end of it.
I didn't get any money, but they did. Yeah, they got like government. You know, they get money to pay. They get money to support you and shit.
Yeah, that's the only reason you'd do it. That'd be nuts,
dude. The fucking foster homes were so fucking like they were bad. They were kind of bad a little bit.
What do you mean?
Like, I had this one foster mom. She like I was in like the choir and shit when I was like three.
Yeah.
And I could like really fucking sing. This little black ass kid with like these big ass pointy ears. And like can fucking sing like a damn dove, bro.
Yeah.
I was a dove, bro. Like,
as a 3-year old, they're like, cut his dick off, keep him that size. Keep him with that voice.
So one day I was fucking up in church or whatever. Uh-huh. I was like singing all off key and shit. And then so my foster mom was like, you want to sing off key? We were, like, on the way home, she had like this big ass station wagon. She was like, so you want to embarrass me and sing off key? And then she was like, I got your key. And then she took her key and she like dug it like into like my leg and shit like that. Yeah. And I was like, oh yeah, deeper. No. That I remember shit like that.
Whoa, what? That's a foster mom? Damn, she must have been like, I'm sick of these fucking kids.
Yeah. Like, she was only mean to me, though.
Oh.
She was only mean to me.
As a 3-year-old?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. I think because she had something against, like, my mom, because my mom...
She knew her?
No, but my mom would come to visit and shit. She would be like, she'd be like, where am I? You know, my mom would show up with an attitude, like, where the fuck is my son? And all this shit. She would be like rude to like the foster. Like,
the foster lady would be like, not with you.
Yeah.
According to the state. Yeah, relax.
And I'm just like, if I could talk, I'd be like, no, mom, please, no.
You're getting more trouble.
Like, that shit was fucking crazy, dude.
Damn, when did you get back with your mom?
Okay, so then when I was like five.
Where were your sisters and brother?
Okay, so they were. Okay, one wasn't born. My sister wasn't born. So it was just me and my, big brother.
Yeah.
And then he was living with my, with my grandma, or like a grandma.
A grandma? Yeah.
Yeah, because it wasn't quite like my, it wasn't like my real grandma. My real grandma was like in like prison for like killing a guy. Yeah.
We have such different lives.
Yeah. Like, that shit was crazy.
She was in prison for killing a guy?
Yeah, she killed my grandpa.
Whoa. All right. Well, there had to be a cause. That's not like a stray bullet.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
Can you imagine if you're like doing a drive-by and you miss and kill your own husband? You're like, no.
Dude, she only got, I heard she only got only a couple of years for that shit.
Really?
For murder. She only got a couple of years
What'd
for
she
it.
Kill him over?
Maybe he was abusing her, or maybe, I don't know. I don't know. Really know the logistics.
Whoa. Hi, everybody. It's Ari Shaffir, and I'm going on tour, and I'm having a great fucking time doing stand-up comedy. Tampa, Florida, February 11th and 12th at the Improv. Denver, Colorado, February 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th. All shows were sold out, so we added a late show on Thursday, the 17th, and we added Sunday was not sold out. So, great. You got me on that. Sunday was not sold out, so we didn't add the Sunday show. It was already there. But we did add a late show on Thursday. So hurry up and get tickets. March 6th is gone, I'm pretty sure, for Salt Lake City. The third show we added. Me, Bobby Kelly, and Big J Okerson in Michigan. Grand Rapids on March 25th, 20 Monroe Live, and the Fillmore on March 26th. Detroit, Michigan. Me, Bobby Kelly, Big J Okerson. You want to get tickets now. All tickets are available at arishafir.com. And then I also got Skyline and Appleton, St. Louis, Buffalo. Get tickets for everything at arishafir.com. That's it. Now back to the episode. Hi, everybody. Today's episode of Ari Shaffir Skeptic Tank is brought to you by 3chi.com. Guys, 3chi is pot. It's Delta 8. Delta 8 is a federally legal version of THC. I don't even know why it's invented. I feel like it was invented to get military people to stop testing positive, but it's legal. Well, yeah, of course it would be legal. And it's way safer than like bath salts or shit like that. Guys, Delta 8 is like, it's like, well, okay, so all I do is I take the fucking gummies. I take the Delta 8 gummies, and it just gets you high, like, you know, in like an all over your body kind of way. Gets you fucked up for real. There was a period where the Gas Digital staff was all getting the free Delta 8 gummies from 3chi, and none of them were doing any work whatsoever. It was annoying to be around there because you're like, guys, can you do anything? They're like, what? So if you want to get fucked up, go to 3chi.com, use promo code Ari, and get 5% off your order right now. Again, that's 3chi.com. Use promo code Ari. Get 5% off your order. It might be 3chi.com/Ari, but I don't think it is. But try that first. Try 3chi.com/Ari to get your Delta 8 vapes, gummies, tinctures, and oils. Guys, again, it's not CBD. I don't even think they make CBD. It's THC. It's a federally legal version of THC. It'll get you fucked up. So I'm advising you to get fucked up for real because what are you going to live your life? What are you going to live with all this? You know, all the fucking sadness and strife and war and political unrest and fucking racial unrest and the anger that everybody's at each other's throats. And I just need to get fucked up. Well, thanks, 3chi, for helping me do it. 3chi.com, promo code Ari, 5% off your order. Now back to the episode.
Yeah, and then so, but here's the kicker, right? So yeah. When did I go back on my mom? So the foster mom who was like treating me mean and shit, the bitch died in her sleep.
No.
She died in her sleep. And so they had to move me, but my mama didn't want me to go to another foster home. So she made her little sister, DP, come get me.
Your little sister, that means your aunt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come get me or whatever. And then so I moved to South Central with her.
How far is that from Compton? It's all the same shit though, right? That's what you're saying.
I tell out-of-towners that it's that it's all Compton or whatever, but it's like, but from Compton or whatever, okay, so that was
where
like,
is Compton, by the way? You head down near La Cienega. Mm-hmm. Do you ever pass through Compton? If you go all the way past the airport?
No, hell no.
What is it, farther?
No, it's like farther. Down
La Brea?
I think it's like east. It's like near like Figueroa and near like, oh, like okay, all, okay. It's like all the way over there.
Okay.
And then like up, so like in like the hundreds and stuff. So there's like 81st, you know, and there's like a hundreds and shit. So it's like near Carson.
Okay,
you ever been to Carson?
I've been past it when I go to casinos. Okay, you pass
so
by
okay, whatever. So you passed. So you've passed Compton before.
Okay.
Yeah, and then so the foster mom had died and shit. And then
you wake up, you're like, we're free.
I swear to God, dude. I swear to God, bro. That shit was so fucking fun.
The Wicked Witch is dead.
Bro, I swear to God. Ding dong, Miss Red is dead.
All just like all these orphans.
And all
like,
of them.
We're eating cookies for breakfast.
I swear, dude. That shit was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Damn. And then so my little, yeah, so she came and got me. She already had a son, my auntie.
Yeah.
Whatever. So I moved with her to South Central, like, or whatever, like 40th and Hooper or whatever, like over there.
And so how long did you stay there?
From like ages 5 to like 8.
Okay.
And then I lived with her and then we moved to Baldwin Hills.
That's like, that's rich black, right? Or no?
Yeah. It got a little bit better. Like the area got a little bit better. So we moved to Baldwin Hills.
Baldwin Hills, that's near the airport.
No, that's not near the airport.
What's the one that's near the airport that's like where like It's like a, the rich black community.
Oh, that's you're talking about
it's like above those mining fields and stuff.
Yeah, you know, that, like right that's Bowen Hill-ish. That's Bowen Hill-ish.
Okay.
But then there's also like like Inglewood can be a good neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
So that's Inglewood. I'm sorry.
So, yeah.
So that's like Inglewood-ish, Bowen Hills, like,
okay,
teetering kind of stuff.
And so your mom moved from
Ladera Heights is what you're thinking about, I think.
Damn, I thought it was Bowen Hills. Maybe it's Ladera Heights.
That's so. Ladera Heights.
Somebody just told me, like, that's where, like, the richest of the blacks still want to be in a black community.
Yeah, but that's where, like, Ice Cube and everybody, like, lived or, like, used to live. Interesting. Or
so then you never went back to Compton?
No.
You were gone. So, yeah. Okay, so here's my questions. Are there, like, the way it's pictured is just, like, row homes, you know, and then just that's it. But, like I was asking you the other day, are there bars? Are there, like, hangouts? Are there restaurants?
Yeah, there are restaurants. I haven't been there in a fucking while, but there are restaurants, but they're not like, it's not like downtown Austin. It's not like, they don't got that.
What is it? Like, just like,
it's like
Chinese?
Homes, Chinese? Like white people. What? You know, white people used to live in Compton.
What happened to them?
And then they left because all the niggas start moving in.
White flight.
Yeah. And then after that, they're gentrifying it again.
Going the other way. That they do that in Brooklyn, and they're like, this is Latino, and people are like, yeah, but except for like the 70s and before, that it wasn't.
Bro. yeah,
it's
bro.
Like back and forth, and then mm-hmm. Native American.
You know, Bill Clinton, wasn't Bill Clinton used to live there or somebody? Or Kevin Costner used to live there, bro.
Where?
He's from Compton.
Damn.
Yeah.
So it's not, okay, so it's not like fusion food.
No. They got like their Denny's and like, yeah, you know, right, got, right, like, right, right. Bullshit.
Not restaurants.
Yeah, but no, it's like they're.
Was it dangerous?
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah, some parts are very dangerous for sure.
So like daytime, could you walk around alone anywhere or not really?
A young black man like me.
You're a young.
A young black man like me, like walking around there. I would get pressed. I would be like, they'd be like, you know, they would probably be like, where are you from? Who do you know around here? And all that stuff, depending on what part of Compton you were walking around.
Okay.
You know, but.
Yeah, I mean, if you just walk up and down everywhere, you'll eventually.
You can walk.
I can.
You can do whatever the fuck you want.
I thought it'd be
more
dangerous for us.
No, man.
Because they thought we have money.
No. I mean.
Like, they
probably think that you're like undercover.
Oh, right.
Or they probably think that you're like looking for like drugs or like some shit or like. Coming to pick up your foster son or something.
So they're more likely to fuck with a black kid than a white kid.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. A white kid
white
or
adult,
a white
adult,
you?
White adult.
Yeah. Or a white you.
If they saw a white kid, they'd be like, there might be a reward. Let's get this kid back to
yeah,
back
did stories. Did you see when Justin Bieber pulled up to the hood and they made him get out? They made him do push-ups.
What do you mean?
Dude, he got lost in like the hood, and then they made him get out. They made him do push-ups. They made him sing.
No fucking way.
Yeah, they were like, yeah, we got Justin Bieber in the hood, and like, oh hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? They say celebrity don't come to the hood, and Justin Bieber was like, hey,
he's
guys.
Like trying to get out.
Like, yeah. Like,
all right, cool. We uh-huh. cool.
I think he ran out of gas in like Compton or whatever, or in the hood or some shit.
Yeah. And drugs. A ton?
Hell yeah.
Is it everywhere? Is it like, it's not every corner. Like, are there areas to go for it?
At a certain, because again, like Compton's like weird, where it's like there are nice houses and stuff and beautiful residential areas.
Yeah.
And then there's the other part of Compton.
Wait, what do you mean beautiful residential areas?
Like, beautiful, where rich people live.
Ew, wow.
Yeah. So it's split. So in the hood,
yeah,
it's like Long Beach. It's like there's a beautiful part of Long Beach and then there's a fucked up part of Long Beach.
Yeah.
I used to.
Right. Where you're like, when I was hooking up with a chick out there a long time ago and I was like, this is nice. You go to the Laugh Factory, like, this is nice. I'm like,
yeah, see,
this is where Snoop Doggy Dogg is from?
Hell
this
no.
This is pleasant.
Hell no.
I think he's been faking. And
yeah,
then,
yeah,
and then,
yeah, like,
yeah. And then it's like, oh no, there's another part.
There's another part, dude. Because I used to fuck with this girl in Long Beach. It's actually teetering Compton, so it's like teetering like Compton, kind of sorta. It's like there's this part in like Long Beach.
Yeah.
I get off. I was like, oh, you live in Long Beach? I said, oh yeah, I'll come out. You know what I'm saying? Because Long Beach is like by the beach.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And I got off at a certain stop, and I was like, oh, you mean this Long Beach?
And then it was just like a little different. Like there were, you know, like you like in like a bad neighborhood where there are like ice cream trucks outside at night. Yeah, like that's you know, like, you're in like a weird ass, like you're in like the hood, bro. Like, she lived in the projects of Long Beach, is what she did, dude. Yeah, dude. She had like
that's also bottom rung,
dude. I remember. Damn. Anyway, but yeah, what? She had like a stripper pole, like in the middle of like her fucked up project house and shit. It was like. Damn, dude.
For outdoor parties?
No, dude. Inside, bro. Inside of her house and shit. And it was like all like wow. Like it was like a wobbly ass, like because I guess like the roofing like and like was like a little shady or whatever. So she would like she would try to like climb on it, but it'd be like a little like wiggly. She was like, bitch, chill, let's just fuck. Let's just fuck.
I don't need you to dance for me. Like, you've already seduced me. Like,
I don't want you to hurt yourself now. Like, yeah, dude.
Damn.
But like drug, like you're like, yeah, like drugs.
So like how far would I have to, so it would not be in the rich part with the houses?
The projects?
Yeah. No. The drugs, like dealers.
Could be.
Really?
Like could
not door to door, but I mean like hanging on a corner and like.
Like there's like parts like again, like in the hood or whatever, like that's where it would like happen at. It's like even in Baldwin Hills, right? So, yeah. So Baldwin Hills, there's like a good part of Baldwin Hills, and then there's like this other part called the jungles. And that's where like the Bloods used to hang out at, and that's where like all the, but it was still Baldwin Hills. So it's like, you know, they're at Baldwin Hills, and then there's like, oh shit, nigga, this nigga live in the jungles. Yeah.
What if, okay, let's say David Taylor were jogging and he would just jog straight through the jungle as those guys were all out there. And he'd be like, hey guys, harassed or just like, he's just jogging by, but kind of threw him. Hey guys.
What kind of shoes is he wearing? Oh, like regular, New Balance, like New Balance. Oh, then they're not going to fuck with him.
They're just going to be like.
Yeah, they're going to be like, what the fuck? Like, white people moving up around here. Like, or like maybe, like, yeah. Because especially if he's jogging, you know he doesn't have anything on him.
Good point.
Yeah, you know, like, I think he should be fine. If I'm jogging around there and
they'll
shit.
They'll be like, no.
They'll be like, they'll stop me. They'll be like, oh, you know, maybe they'll be like, who you know around here, where you from or whatever, and this and this and that. Oh, well, nigga. Oh, nigga, I'm a comedian. I used to do that one a lot. Like, oh, I'm a comedian, man.
Like, leave me alone?
Yeah. And they'd be like, what you mean a comedian? They'd be like,
and you're like, first of all, stop that attitude because you're not the right audience like that. You need to brighten it up if you want to get my jokes.
Dude. Yeah, I used to get away with a lot of shit for just by saying that. Like, even when I was younger, and I'd be like, oh, no, man, I'm a student. I'm an actor.
And they'd be like, okay.
Yeah, they were like, oh, like, I would, like, do, like, little tactics. Like, if I had a backpack on and shit like that, you know, they go through your backpack and all this stuff. And I never ever had,
for
like,
what? Just to steal? Or,
yeah,
like,
try to check take shit. Okay. They don't know what you got in that backpack. Right. So, I'm like.
Sorry. Let me just go through it. Like,
yeah. And so I would do little tactics. Like, I would have, like, skater spikes and shit, like, on my backpack. So they'd be like, hey, man, where you from? And then one of the game makes me like, leave that nigga alone, man. He a skater. You don't see them spikes on his what's name? And I'm like, yeah, dude. And like little shit like that. Like, yeah.
Damn.
I would like walk a certain way. There would be like certain walks that I would do. Like that would be like kind of like non-threatening, kind of sort of like, you know, like.
You ever do the opposite way where you're like, it's dangerous. Like, I don't know, you're out and then like, you see people. They're probably not going to do anything, but you try to act like more menacing. So they don't fuck. Like if there's like a group of two or three coming, you just like ball up your fists or like. Not like puff your chest or anything, but just like do something. Just like act like grumpy.
No.
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 Me neither.
But that, I mean, more so like, okay, so like at a point in time, I used to live in like, I moved back to, I don't even know if you even call this. Like, I lived on 118th and Broadway.
Damn, that's.
So that's not Compton, but it's almost Compton.
Oh, we're not talking about New York. Okay. 118th and Broadway. I don't even get into the numbers in LA.
Oh, yeah. You see, yeah, there are numbers in LA. Yeah. You go to 3rd Street, and that's
digit,
it, bro.
Yeah, single-digit numbers, yeah. 1 to 6. And then that's about it. Yeah, okay, so what?
And then I used to live over there, and when I would walk down the street or whatever, like, depending on who, I would cross the street. If I saw somebody from real far, I would cross the street, whatever. You know, I don't want no trouble and shit. And then, like, sometimes I would put on a... because more than likely they're like mountain lions. They're more scared of you than you are of them.
I just
actually
don't want anybody trying to score on me. Like, comedically, you ever pass by and they're like, they say something, but it's a dumb joke, but they're all drunk, but like they have a number, so you can't be like, that was stupid.
Yeah.
You can't say anything. So they're just like, it's an easy joke.
Yeah.
It's like, or they act like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
And you're like, that's not even funny or original.
Yeah.
But you can't say shit.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah. Was it, could you get a good education there in Compton?
So, it's public school.
Yeah. But is it like, what's the one with, where they played that Coolio song? What's that movie?
Dangerous Minds.
Dangerous Minds. Was it like that?
So sometimes it's like there would be teachers who really cared about you, but then like the students would be bad. I was actually one of those students.
Who were
bad as fuck. Damn. But I wasn't a gangbanger, but I was like bad as fuck. Like, just like, but then there were some other motherfuckers who were like bad. Like, oh, that's a bad motherfucker. Like, yo, he's probably done some shit.
Yeah. Were there gangbangers in school?
Hell yeah.
Why would they go to school?
Because they mama make them. Got friends there who are also gangbangers. They want to hang out with them or whatever.
And then afterwards, you can like after school's out, go hang out at the clubhouse.
Yeah. But a lot of them would show up to the school like just to hang out with their friends and shit, you know?
Like, that's gonna be tough for a teacher too, to be like, do your homework. Like, nah.
Yeah.
And you're like, or what?
Man, like, I turned like them niggas was so late. A lot of them niggas were so lazy. And not niggas, but like, cause someone's Mexican too.
Oh really?
Like, oh yeah. The Mexican game makers are the craziest ones. Yeah, dude. They're like but like you're okay, what high school did you go to?
Jewish day school.
Holy shit.
It's far different.
Dude, there wasn't not a... Yeah, dude, so imagine, like, them gangbangers, they were so fucking lazy, bro.
Any of that.
Dude, like, okay, so, you know how you, like, turn in a paper or whatever? Like, teacher wants you to turn in a paper or whatever, like an essay or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You may hand in, like, 4 pages of some things. Like, everybody's turning in 4 to 6 pages of shit. A gangbanger will go up to the teacher and be like, here. And it'd be, like, one paper, and it'd be, like, half half a paragraph of shit like that. I'm like, what the fuck could that possibly say?
He's like, I don't know. Leave me alone.
Like, yeah. He's like, hey, you're not even close. I did it.
Like, and she's got to be like, oh, all right.
It'd be like, Antoine, we said 3 pages minimum. He's like, man, I don't know that shit like that.
No repercussions. It's like,
yeah. Like, you getting an F for what? I did that shit. I don't get effort points. He said effort points.
So you got an F for points.
You get an F for right.
Damn, what were the Mexican gangbangers? How were they different? Did they hang out with the other gangbangers, or was it four different groups?
So sometimes I went to high school. I didn't go to high school in like Compton again. So like I'm moved out by this time. So I went to high school in like, you could say like Baldwin Hills area, like, you know, like, or what was this? La Brea.
Okay.
La Brea and Jefferson. You ever been over there?
Yeah. Didn't they have a roller skating rink?
Yeah. You're talking about World on Wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess I kind of went to school around there, but La Brea and Jefferson. So that's like right before you go to Ladera Heights.
Okay.
You know, so it's like the downside. So I went to school over there at a place called Dorsey High School. And I was like a gangbanger school. So anyway, but the gangs there would be like one Mexican guy like in the gang or whatever and all that shit. And that guy was fucking nuts. You know, he never really did go to school or whatever, but he was just like from like the hood or whatever. But like we didn't have like Mexican like super Mexican gangs there'd be some Hispanic guys like you'd like suspect or whatever, like, oh fuck man, he has those fat blue shoelaces. And
were the Mexicans in the Bloods and the Crips too, or the Bloods too, or were they, or is it like separate?
They'd be their own thing.
The Mexican gangs.
Yeah.
Where were the Bloods and where were the Crips?
So we didn't really have like a lot of like Crips and shit at our school because it's a blood school.
Wait, where was the line?
So our rivals are called Crenshaw High School.
Okay.
And so that's where all the Crips went. And all the Bloods went to Dorsey, our school, at this time when I was coming up. Yeah.
And then so they all came to all the Bloods were at our school. Now, when there was a Crip in our school, only Crip that I ever knew of was this girl who was a Crip. And they beat her ass, man.
Why would she be in that school?
Huh?
Why would she be in that school?
I don't know, man. Maybe
switch
her parents.
Teams.
Yeah. Maybe your her blood. Parents. Dude, I remember one day she came to fucking school, man. I guess they stumped this bitch out, dude.
Oh, really?
They stumped this bitch the fuck out, man. She came and she had a boot. She had all she had like crutches and shit. She was all fucked up, man. All that for wearing blue. It was,
I mean, what
nuts,
is it? Her
bro.
Parents moved from here to there, so now it's like you're a different school district. So she's
yeah.
like, what? I'm a Crip.
Yeah. But mom, I'm a
it's
Crip.
Gonna be terrible for me.
Like, it was wild, dude.
Damn. Did you get recruited?
So when I was younger, like, I was like a really bad kid.
You would have been a fucking drug dealer. Cute corner drug dealer at like 7 years old.
Hilarious, right? Like I guess so. I could have went down. I could have done a lot of that. But I remember like one time, I always talk about this, like, I was so bad. I used to steal. I used to like beat people up. I used to snatch people's purses and like all that shit. I was like one of those kids.
Yeah.
And, but I never ever wanted to join like a gang because, again, like how we were talking about like the fraternity and shit, I was like, man, then I gotta dress like y'all, I gotta act like y'all. Yeah,
the dress code is very annoying.
Like, yeah,
don't you get into a gang to be free of that?
Yeah.
Conformity.
I'm like, we can't travel, like we can't do nothing. Like, where's the freedom in this?
Hey, I think I'm gonna go, you know, on a road trip with my friends. Like, no, we got stuff to do. Like,
we have to kill people.
Do your chores, do your murders, and then you can go have the weekend off.
I swear, dude.
Tommy finished his murders. He's washing blood off his hands. Like, I did. I'm going to Dave and Buster's.
It was that you washing the blood off your hands. Like,
he's still happy. He's like, gotta get it done. He's like, he said we have popping shot like four games in a row.
Dude, fuck, what'd you say? What were you saying?
What was I saying? Oh, did you get recruited into the gangs?
No, these motherfuckers, I was so bad. And so I used to steal a lot.
Yeah.
And I used to beat people up, like, for no reason. Only because, like, off of a dare. Like, my cousins would, like, dare me to go, like,
go beat
fuck people up.
How old were you at that point?
Shit, I was, like, 7, 8.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I was, I could be manipulated real good.
But also, you could beat people up at 7 or 8.
Yeah, but not. But I also got beat up as well. Well, so so one day, my cousin was telling this blood who he used to hang around with, whatever. He wasn't in the gang, but my cousin was like, "Yo, man, this little nigga bad than a motherfucker." It was me, and I was at the like, "Hi," and then he was at the like, "Oh, you bad little homie," and I was like, I don't know. And then he was up there like, how bad are you? And I go, I could steal some stuff, you know? And then he goes, oh, okay. He said, yeah. He was like, you have a gang bang, homie? And I was at the like, no. He was like, you want a gang bang,
no
homie?
Way.
Yeah, he was like, you want a gang bang, homie? And I was at the like, no. I think I want to be a comedian.
Good question. Do I want to?
Yeah, so I was like, he was like, oh, okay. He was like, all right, then, little homie, stay in school then. And I was like, all right.
But, wow.
Like.
But what if you'd be like, I don't know, maybe.
Like.
I'll say it to impress you. Sure. I went gangbang. It's like, new course of life.
Dude. Then they would have set me up with like a date to jump me in the gang or some shit. Took me out back or whatever. I had to fight like 7 niggas. You know,
why? That's the same thing with like a frat. It's like the hazing. It's like, I'm in your group. Why are you beating me up?
Yeah. Because they want to keep you in play. They want to keep you in line. And I don't like shit where I have to like answer to like a bigger person or whatever. Like, I can take direction from a director or some shit like that. But I'm like a guy who's just a guy. Who's just like, I'm like, fuck that, dude.
Shut up, Bill.
Yeah. Like, no, fuck him. Like, yeah. I don't like it.
I've heard stories of people walking out of frats like that during hazing. They're like, do this. I'm like, actually, no, you know what? Fuck off, man.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, I'm not going to call you Pledge Master anymore. Your name's Tom, and yeah. Fuck you, dude.
I don't like the idea. Cause yeah. So here they call them like big homies and shit. Like, oh, yeah, you got a big, you know, my big homie so-and-so. And I'm about to like, yeah. Yeah, it's too much. I got a big brother already. I'm like, I'm pretty, I'm good.
I'm looking to a new family.
Like,
damn.
I'm like, and I'm moving from foster home to foster home. I don't even know if I'm gonna be around this area like that like next week.
Dude, I mean, long term, I'm too young to make this decision, but I still don't see it like fully happening here for me. Could you
off the blood?
Do your chores, then you'll be free too. We'll save tokens for you, Jamar.
Stupid dude.
Hey, I'm a BHA. Putting his knives in there, like, okay.
Yeah, bro.
I just gotta
what?
He's like, I just gotta drop this gun off in the dam and then we can good to go.
Oh man.
could somebody grow up there and then just like stay there and not get into like just have like, I don't know, work at fucking wherever. Yeah. Be like a manager at a McDonald's or anything or any job.
There are guys
run
there.
Print and copy shop and then just stay there and live there.
Yeah, everybody there isn't a gangbanger. Like everybody there isn't like a thug. Like there is some like, again, like they're like squares, they call them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, guys who is just like, nah, man, he a student. Nah, that nigga square. Like I still know motherfuckers who used to like live on like my grandma's block, black kid or whatever. Like, but he had like big ass glasses and he dressed like Urkel. Like nobody wants to recruit him.
Oh, right.
Like he looks weak.
Go head over to the Crips.
Yeah. they're hiring. Yeah. So absolutely. Yeah.
In the movies, it's only gangbangers and scared old people looking through their windows.
Right.
You know, and then occasional kid just to get killed by a stray.
Yeah, like, but that's like, they're only telling like a story. I mean, they're only telling like one story about Compton, like, or like even like the South Central or all that shit or whatever. And it's usually the same story. You know what I'm saying? Young black, you know, dudes selling drugs, doing this.
Yeah. This one had a chance, but he got caught up in the life.
Yep. And all of those motherfuckers like that. But then there are also stories. It's like Ice Cube said that people don't tell about Compton, like Friday. You know what I'm saying? Where Friday it was just like, dude, we're just hanging out. We're sitting here smoking weed, laughing about shit.
All right.
Like that, I'm like, that's not Compton, but it's like, it's South Central, you know? So they were in the 90s. That shit was just hot.
Damn. Good point. That was the hood.
Yeah. That was the
hood.
And
there was just a bully, but he wasn't even a gangbanger at all.
He
wasn't
rode
a drug
ice
dealer.
Cream truck. And shit. He just wanted $200 for his weed. It's like, where's my $200?
He just stole.
Yeah.
Give me, that's what the money was for. It was for the weed he owed him. So he's like, give me that necklace.
Yeah. No. So Debo.
Yeah.
That's just a neighborhood bully.
Oh, Faison was the other one.
Yeah, Faison was the guy. He was like, hey man, I gave you this money. I mean, I gave you this weed to sell, and now you owe me $200. Where's my $200? He's like, I don't got it. He's like, all right. He's like, well, I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna kill you. He's like, all right. And Ice Cube's like, yeah, I'm gonna go try to fuck this bitch down the street.
Just like, whatever, see ya.
Yeah, dude. Like
they had that one heroin act, whatever, meth head.
Anthony Johnson.
No.
AJ Johnson.
No.
What?
But that chick.
Oh, Felicia. By Felicia.
By Felicia. Yeah, dude.
Did
you have a lot of those? Would you find that type in Compton?
Like just a crackhead. Yeah, like, hell like, yeah, dude. We used to rock at those motherfuckers. Like when they used to, they'd be riding. I remember one was like riding down the street. Right? We were all hanging out. One was riding down the street on a bike or whatever. And their bikes are always fucking wobbly and shit. It's fucking retarded. But they be riding them motherfuckers fast as shit. And my fucking big brother just take a fucking rock and like throw it at them and shit like that. And they'd be like, hey man, come on now. Come on now. And shit like that. And then, and like little shit like that. I remember I threw a water balloon at one, bro. Like one of them bitches, she was like,
you know, time enough to fill up a water balloon. Like, it's just not going anywhere.
Like we were having like water balloon fights and shit like that. And I was like, hey nigga, you dare me throw this shit at that crackhead? Whatever.
You know the answer's gonna be yes. Yeah, like, you dare you. No one's gonna be like, nope.
I was like, yo, why did I do that, dog? That was like not nice.
What is it? Because I can't fight back.
Yo, yeah.
Hey, cut it out.
She needed a bath anyway, though. Like I did her a solid stanky bitch. Like,
were they like blowjob queens? Were they like, I'll suck your dick for a fucking?
Oh yeah. Like I remember, like you know, they were around there, like for sure. Like I, but I remember like Baldwin Hills area. Like this is like in high school, and I used to hang out with my friends who used to live over there. And there was like we used to hang out like in front of the house or whatever. But we're like squares and shit like that. Like we were just squares hanging out in front of the house. And so I used to talk to the same group of friends, and then one of them, we used to hang out with this older man named Nelson. And Nelson is just funny. It's like he's an older man, not a pervert, no nothing. He's just a funny older guy.
Okay.
Or whatever, and stuff like that. Not a pervert or nothing. Yeah. You know, because when you say, we used to hang out with this older black man, whatever, it's like, no, he was cool. And is he going to come over here?
Maybe.
Give us some water and shit. Hey, Queen, sure. What?
Oh, thanks.
Thank you, baby. Heck yeah. I'm getting thirsty telling all these lies.
Yeah. Except no, it's brought to you by Panna from Tuscany, the finest water.
what were we saying? Oh yeah, blowjob queens or whatever. Yeah, there was this one cracker used to come around or whatever, and then she was at the like, I suck your dick for $5 and all that stuff. And then so my friends would look at me like, Jamar, I dare you. And I was like,
that's a different dare. That's not what you asked for.
I don't know. I was like, nah, I'm not gonna do it. Like, but like people like that were around there, and then like
who would go like, I need to get my dick sucked, she'll do it for me. That's always her offering, and you're going, fuck, okay. Yeah.
You think I'm lying? My podcast is gonna be exactly this.
What's your podcast?
It's called Jamar's Neighborhood. I'm gonna do it in my house. Okay. Like it's gonna be just this.
Yeah, you just gotta get an editor. You just gotta get a Marissa to fucking, that's what you just gotta do, the clap.
Yeah. And I could just start.
Matches up sound, and then like I don't know, yeah.
This is brilliant. Anyway,
the Tascam
DR10X. Everyone out there,
dude,
I'll find it on Amazon.
What's your podcast called?
Ari Shaffir Skeptic Tank Podcast. Guys, check out my podcast, Ari Shaffir Skeptic Tank Podcast. It's on Spotify, Apple Play, Google, and YouTube, and wherever you're watching this, listening to it now.
Dude, I fucking miss Yeah, but dude, but I miss like
you should come on my podcast sometime.
Oh, can I come?
Yeah,
thank you, man. I'm definitely going to be there.
Let's do a podcast about Compton.
Want to?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
All right. Maybe I'll go on the road.
Yeah, there are like little blowjob queens and shit like that, but like
that would be a disgusting blowjob.
You don't know that. You've never had it. The bitch didn't even have no teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Does that even feel good? Is that really legit feel good?
With
have
no
you
teeth?
Ever had your dick sucked by a bitch with no teeth?
No. Have you?
No.
No, it could not. Yeah, why wouldn't it feel good, actually? Why wouldn't it feel good or better?
Right.
The tooth is the worst part of a blowjob.
Yeah, yep.
So, like, yeah, it would feel great. But I've been also, yeah, you're right. She would know what she's doing. It wouldn't be a bad
one. Yeah, she's done this before.
She's done it lots of times. Did me and, you know Pete C?
Yeah.
You remember Pete C, right?
Yeah, I know.
So, like, we went to Thailand.
He lives out here, doesn't he?
Does he?
Doesn't the PC living out here?
Oh my God, Arizona? I gotta call him, see if he's around.
But anyway, what happened?
We went to Thailand together, mm-hmm. and there were these street hookers, mm-hmm. but like they're like connected to like bars.
Yeah.
Right? So they're outside the bars, and they'll be like, do you wanna like, they try to get you in where all the hookers are. And you can also just drink there. But they play you Connect Four or this game where you take a hammer, and it'll be like the backside of the hammer, you know, where you pull the nails out?
Yeah.
And that'll be like flat. You know, mm-hmm. that kind. And you have to take a nail. It's barely in a board, and you have to fucking nail it in. And everyone takes a turn, and whoever nails it in first. But it's not the big side of the hammer. It's just a little thin side. So mostly you're just missing. Then you just play for drinks.
Wow.
Yeah, it's fun. And then they play you Connect Four, right? And you're like, let's play Connect Four to see who pays for drinks or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're like, sure. Because you're like, I'll crush a fucking.
Mm-hmm.
She's a Thai hooker.
Yeah. Right?
But then you find out real quickly, she plays Connect Four all day, every day. And she's way better than you'll ever be.
Wow.
Yeah, because that's all she does.
Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe that crackhead now might give a really good blowjob.
Yeah, is the Connect Four queen of sucking dick without teeth?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They started going like, you can go first this time.
What do you think her tactics would be? Do you think she's a spitter, like a ball player?
Right. If she was smart, which I'm not saying she is, she could be smart and just addicted to crack, right?
Right.
So if she was smart, she's like, let me do this good so everybody knows I'm the one who's like, you know, really fucking going for it. You're there anyway.
Right.
Or it could just be like, I hate doing this. Like, just like real rote. Like, I'm just getting my $5 and then, all right, now go spend it. What do you think?
Ari, you have to think about this too, though. I mean, the blowjob costs $5, so you kind of get what you pay for.
Well, exactly. You can't be like, hey, fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
But Yeah.
But you don't. But then we also don't know how bad she needs this $5.
Right.
$5 is to her.
And also, you pick everything you pay for, but you can get a burger for 50 cents and you can get a burger for $5.
Right.
And a $5 burger is a pretty good burger.
Yeah. Yeah. I think she's going to. Yeah. I think she's. Yeah.
Well, we can go test.
Yeah,
let's
you want
this
to?
Podcast. Let's go get some blowjobs.
Okay,
some
cool. Let's go
boards.
Do some field work. So, all right, we're gonna go into the field.
You're like, we're here today testing out of crackheads. Good blowjobs. Then it pans out. And it's just her, just walking. And there's a line of them all on their knees, ready to test each one.
Oh my god!
For science.
I'm a test group.
Yeah.
So fucking funny.
Ari, try this one. Okay, thanks, Jamar. Oh, I see what you're talking about. That one tooth in the back, still in there. It does give it a nice little tingle.
Like, yeah.
Dude, there was this video out there, man, of these people. They were having a crack smoking contest, right? It's the funniest video in the world to me. Just somebody that's just like, all right, well, who crack is better? Who crack is better, right? And all this shit. So they had like cracks from like four different camps or whatever. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? This and they were all like rappers as camps. So motherfucker was like, yo, all right, so we got like four kinds of cracks, all right? So he goes, I remember this video. I'm probably butchering it, but he goes, all right, this crack right here is from Young Jeezy's camp. This crack right here is from T.I.'s camp. This crack right here is from Shawty Lowe's camp. And this crack right here is blah, blah, blah's camp or whatever. So we got our taste testers right here. And I swear to God, this nigga was like, come here, mama. I'm going to send you the video later, bro.
Yeah, please.
It's sad, but it's sad, but this shit needs to stop. And I want it to be out there. So to not do this shit. And it's fucking crazy. And so the mama was like, and then she was like, that shit all right.
What?
Right? She was, I swear, all right.
Wait, now is this a sketch? Or are they trying crack?
No, it's real shit, nigga. It's real. It's like, it's sad. It's like, you know, wow. and not only all black people do crack, man, and shit. Like, I feel like white crackers are like the worst, because it's like you can see more of the wear and tear on their face because they be all red. It fucks up their teeth a little more. You ever see that shit?
No.
You never ever seen that shit?
No, I don't. I've never really hung out with crackheads.
What?
They've never even entered my circle.
Oh, they're so cool.
I was like, you ever do crack? He goes, yeah, for like 6 months. I'm like, what? When? Diaz, Joey Diaz.
Okay.
And I was like, why'd you do crack? Goes, the coke dealer wasn't on my way home, and the crack dealer was when I go out to the store, so I could just pull over. So it was just easier. So I just did crack for like 6 months.
I like Joey. He's the best.
He goes for it. He lives it. Wait. No,
and he's still alive. How old is Joey?
It doesn't make sense. Every time you see like a sack of dying, you're like, what?
How old is Joey Coco Diaz?
You say
58.
Damn.
Mm. All right.
I mean, he's doing great.
Yeah, man.
Every time somebody died, like Freddie Soto, we're like, how's Joey Diaz? That's what he was doing.
Because he did crack.
Too.
He's, yeah. He's the only one out there really living.
Strong. It's the survivor heart.
Louis Anderson, not living like that. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah. 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 Young cum doesn't make you like live longer. wait, what were we just talking about?
It's not the fountain of youth.
Have you ever done crack?
Hell no, man.
You don't really do any drugs.
No. No. I've dabbled and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. There's like some Molly. I've done like Molly. I've done like mushrooms.
I love
and
how
shit
Molly
like
and mushrooms are finally now making it to black people.
Yeah, dude. So I was saying this, right? Because like I was getting into mushrooms and stuff, like, and it's a hell of a drug. It's just
mushrooms?
Great. It's just a great thing.
Can't
it's
OD.
Like, it's positive.
Can't OD. Can't do them a lot because it'll be like, it's not gonna work again tomorrow. The next day. So you're just like, yeah, it's positive.
Yeah, it's fucking positive. So I remember I was doing it. So I would tell my cousins, I'd be like, I'm like, yeah, man. Cause you know, they smoke weed and, you know, they probably dabbled in some other things, maybe. And so these motherfuckers, so these motherfuckers, I say, oh, well, you know, I've been doing mushrooms or whatever. And they're like, mushrooms. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, mushrooms. It was at the like, oh, damn. They looked at me like that was
like
crack.
That's drugs.
You know, like that was crack. And I was like, nah, man, actually, man, it's made me a smarter person. You know? And they're like, yeah, all right. Doing them shrooms. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then so I started bringing it around them and stuff like that.
Don't
like
rap about shrooms now? Doesn't that Kid Cudi rap about shrooms?
Yeah.
It's like normalized now, right? So you start bringing around him then?
Yeah, like I, and they're like, yo, nigga, where can I get some mushrooms at? Cause it's not like, cause it's not hardcore. It's not like, you know, it's not gonna come up in a drug test or anything.
It's almost, there's one drug test that it comes up in, is what I've heard, and that costs like 20 times more than any other drug test, so they just don't test for shrooms.
Yeah, bro, like, yeah. So that or whatever. You know, and I used to smoke weed and shit, but
my friends used to say that they didn't do the reason black people didn't do shrooms is because it's too adventurous for black people. But I was like, wait, but crack is not an adventure?
Crack is like a I don't know what the fuck to think about crack. Crack is like
how's it different from coke? Is it the exact same thing or just
I think it's I think it's like free base. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I don't even know what that
means,
I don't fucking know, dude.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
Me neither. I know a motherfucker gonna be looking at it like, you don't even know what the fuck he talking about. I'm like, I told you, like, yeah, I'm an art school kid. Yeah, man. That shit was like, I remember going to school. Have you ever seen crack?
I remember smelling it.
It smells kind of good. It's not that bad, huh?
Yes, it smells sweet. I was in Winnipeg in the summer, and you're walking along the river, and I smell it. Like burning candy.
Yeah. That's exactly what it smells like. But it's like, and yet, even the smell doesn't make me want any, though.
Oh, no.
Where I'm just like, it smells like,
yeah.
That could be trouble.
Like hot taffy I would go for, but that burning candy is like, no.
Yeah, dude. Like, have you ever smelled the Black and Mild?
Cigar?
Yeah, but it's like a Black and Mild. Mm-hmm. That shit smells good.
Yeah, you like, smells like a graham cracker. You got an extra one? Let me have one. Yeah. If you pass by a barbecue place, you're like, it makes you want barbecue. But the smell of crack does not make you want crack.
Yeah, even though it is sweet, it smells like it actually smells like a Cinnabon, and maybe that's why so many people.
Yeah, maybe.
That's why so many people like, let me get some of that.
Let me get a piece of it. Yeah, I wonder if like if you have done crack though, and you're like walking along, you smell crack, like, oh, I'll catch up with you guys. I'm gonna get myself some crack.
Yeah. Dude, I remember the homie, I forget what his name was, man, but he sold some crack, but he was like selling crack and shit in like high school and stuff.
Yeah.
He was like, you ever seen, I got a whole, what's the name of my locker? And I was like, what? And I was like, can I see? You know, he was like, yeah. So we went to his locker sure. and shit like that. It kind of looks like soap a little bit.
Really?
It kind of looked like soap. Like when it's all like,
it's
together.
Hard. What do they chop it off? They slice it off?
I'm not really sure.
You smoke crack. You don't snort crack, right?
I don't know. People just try to put it in their bodies.
Yeah.
Keep taking it. Can you put crack like in your ass?
You ever boof
like,
anything?
What?
You ever boof anything?
What's that?
Stick it up your butt?
Hell no.
They do that with pills sometimes to make it hit harder.
Oh, really?
Boof it.
Nah. You ever do it?
No.
I would, though.
Not on purpose. I don't want to. But if everyone's doing it, and they're like, if it's like, I'd be like, what's that guy doing? Oh, my God. Like, let's say, or it's like whoever, like Willie and Jeremiah. Let's say he does drugs. So we're like, Willie's boofing it. Let's make fun of him. And then Jeremiah's like, yeah, that's how we do it. I'm like, what? And then you start boofing it. I'd be like, oh, yeah. Oh, okay. I'll boof.
But then, like, do you, like, shit that shit out?
No,
or, like,
it absorbs it into your body.
It's a capsule? And it breaks up?
Yeah, or like you, it's like a pill.
Or do you, or is it like a powder? Yeah. Is it like a powder like this?
And well, then maybe. Like, don't lick the thing bigger again.
I ain't boofing shit. Fuck that shit, dude.
Is there anything fun to do in Compton now? Or like, you know, they're like fun
I was about to go out there the other day to go with a bitch to go rescue a dog. You know? Yeah. But.
From, I guess you can from rescue. The Bloods. Right. Like, this is the upbringing you want.
She really wanted his wife, and she really wanted like a dog. And she was like, "Well, the only one that I know of that where I can get one is in Compton. The one that I want." And I was like, "All right." She was like, "You want to go?" And I was like, "Not really." You know,
that's a solid answer. Do you want to go to Compton? No.
It's not even about the elements and shit like that. I'm like, I just don't feel like going over there. You know, my grandma's not. My grandma's not even alive anymore. I was like, there's really no real reason to go over there. But I do one day, man. I do want to build like a performing arts center or something out there. I really do.
It seems like you could have a ton of creative kids coming out of there.
Oh, dude.
So like, if you just guide them right, Like, yeah, it seems like at a higher percentage in other places.
Bro, like Compton, I mean, like, they're very, 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 I mean, like, anywhere else, but they're, like, very fucking talented people, like, in Compton. Like, everybody, like I said, like, they're, like, skaters from Compton. Like Tyler, the Creator isn't from Compton, but he's from, like, he's not a gangbanger or whatever, but we're from kind of like, we've hung around like the same parts and stuff like that. So there are kids who grew up like that, whatever, they're just kind of skaters, kind of do music, kind of like weirdos, kind of sort of.
Yeah.
And then you got, again, like the Kendrick Lamars who are like rappers, and then you got the gangbangers and stuff, and then the students who go, like, to HBCUs and shit.
Are there visual artists and stuff coming out of there? Yeah. Painters?
Hell yeah.
It's, yeah, like, Rogan used to say, like, he's like, Boston comics used to be really good because it's like the elements in Boston were fucking harsh. Mm-hmm. It's just the cold, and also everybody's getting into fights and shit.
You get best football players from out there.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So if a hardship pushes you, I feel like that would be like, it would push a lot of people.
Yeah. You ever see that movie Antoine Fisher?
Was that the big black guy got adapted by the white chick?
No, that's Blindside. Antoine Fisher is this kid. Denzel Washington was in this movie.
Okay.
Derek Luke was the main actor, and he was like this. He was like this guy. I think he was like,
oh,
like,
yeah, won all those awards, right?
Maybe he was in like the army and shit like that, and then he had to go. But he had like an anger problem, so he went to Denzel Washington or whatever for therapy and all this shit, but he wouldn't talk. And then so when he finally started talking, we found out that this kid grew up in like foster homes and shit like that or whatever, and he got messed around with by like the the foster mom and all this shit, and he used to get whooped and abused and all this shit, and then he came out like a solid, like, you know, young man or whatever and shit like that.
Is this male precious?
Yeah, except, I mean, he didn't have AIDS. He ended up with a bad bitch.
Okay.
Yeah, and the lady that molested him was kind of thick. Like, I saw that, and I was like, because people, I was trying to compare that shit to my life, and I was up there like, oh, man, I said, hey, I saw the bitch that molested him, like, I was like, yo, that bitch is thick. I fucked the shit out this bitch. Like, that, yo, that's crazy, dog. I wish. Clapping the fuck out them cheeks, boy.
Yeah, that'd be cool to do a performing arts center out there.
Yeah, I really do want to, you know.
Where's Coolio from?
I don't know.
West Coast or East Coast?
He's definitely a West Coast guy. Where's Coolio from? He's a West Coast artist for sure. Yep, Los Angeles.
I wonder what neighborhood. Because I remember him, an old video interview on a Jon Stewart show, mm-hmm. an old Jon Stewart show, and Jon Stewart made this like self-deprecating joke about how he was like, you know, you had to deal with drive-bys, but all I had to deal with was like, you know, some bully taking my lunch money.
Mm-hmm.
But then Coolio goes, same shit, man. Yeah. He was like, what? He goes, you know, that's all I knew. That's all you knew.
Yeah, he is from Compton.
He's from Compton.
Yep.
Damn. And so he's like, yeah, sure, I lost people, like, to, you know, lose a friend to a fucking stray bullet.
Have you ever lost a friend like that, like when you were younger?
No, not like that at all.
Oh, okay. No, I mean, but there's...
That's like, I'm saying that's Coolio's Compton life.
Yeah. Every, like Compton, like people from Compton or from like the hood or whatever, you ever notice how we all have like similar stories? Kind of, sort of, like, he was like, yeah, man, I watched my friends die, but, you know, I was the only one who wanted to do something, or I just fell into, like, you know, it's always like... Like Dr. Dre and them motherfuckers, they rap.
Yeah.
You know, the only reason Easy died because he had AIDS, but like he
didn't get shot.
He probably would have been Ice-T these days.
Like an old respected.
Yeah, motherfucker in Law and Order or some shit.
He would have either gone that way or the Flavor Flav way, and just been like a reality show, right. Laughing stock.
Right, dude. You want to date a guy with AIDS?
Like, I'm assuming he didn't get the AIDS. Maybe him and Rob Lowe. No, not Rob Lowe. Who's the guy that got AIDS from Two and a Half Men?
Oh, the fucking Charlie Sheen?
Charlie Sheen. Him and, yeah.
Yeah.
Easy E and Charlie Sheen.
We'll be on a dais of a roast. Right. Yeah. And Jeff Ross be like, Easy E's so sick. I don't know.
Yeah. Who'd you have to fuck to get on this dais? And then I look at both of them like, I guess a bunch of men.
Like,
a bunch of AIDS-ridden men.
Hell yeah, dude.
Damn. How did he get AIDS? Needle?
I guess butt fucking a man's hole.
That is one of the easiest ways.
I don't know.
I
guess a chick had AIDS. Nobody ever taught. Hey, but they say that Suge Knight stabbed him with an AIDS needle. That's what they say. And I can see that.
That is, I mean, that is putting the law down. That is like saying, you will respect me. The rest of you will not cross me.
Poke that motherfucker with an AIDS needle.
Just a little
tip. Stop, Barry. Like, no, stop.
What? Do I have AIDS now? You're just like, yeah. Oh my God. And you're like, tell them what? And then we get you again. You're like, well, no, well, I can't get more AIDS. Like, now that's me. That's worthless. Poke your eyes out with it.
Dude.
All right. Well, this is a good podcast.
They need to put comedy clubs in Compton, too, dude.
They could.
They could. Like, they have.
Would they get robbed? Would a place like that get robbed?
No. Like there's a like there's this place called like the Family Room. Did you ever hear about the Family Room?
There's one right near the airport.
Oh, you're talking about like the J-Spot.
The J-Spot, yeah.
Yeah, that's not, that's Inglewood.
Okay.
So, yeah, Compton is like, again, we got to go to Compton when you come back out here.
Okay.
You drive, though.
Okay. You know? Yeah, I drive because I'm allowed to not stop at the lights.
Yeah, man, but they,
yeah,
like.
That's what I always heard, too. Like, don't stop at red lights when you're in Compton.
No, you're allowed to go through them. Should definitely obey the rules. And like, you don't need a reason for those motherfuckers, any more of a reason for them motherfuckers to pull you over.
Okay.
Damn.
What were you gonna say?
Dude, like a comedy club or some shit. Yeah, because they're already gentrifying it and shit like that, like you can call it like, I don't know.
How cool would it be to say if you're some white hipster to be like, I live in Compton?
Yeah.
I mean, it would be cool.
Yeah. Dude, I remember being in college and I didn't have a way home. I made friends with this kid named Shane, and then he was like, where do you live? And I was like, Compton. He was like, really? He was like, you wanna ride home? And I was like, yeah, all right. And then so he called his parents. He was like, Shane, where are you? He was like, I'm on my way to Compton, Mom. And then she was like, Shane, no. He was like, no, I'm taking my friend Jamal to Compton. It's, like, it's Jamar, man.
Thank like, you, I appreciate the ride, but it is Jamar.
Like, yeah, I remember shit like that. Nobody ever fucked with him. He thought it was going to, because every time people go, people are like, oh, this actually looks fucking nice. And sometimes it's not even like the rinky. It's the people that make the area fucked up. You
right,
know?
Right. Yeah. Where you're like, oh, if your place has cleaned it up and replaced it, everything is like nice here.
Yeah. Like I remember Willie and Gerard, the first time they ever had to like take me back to like my grandma's house and shit. And they were like, oh shit, man, we fucking pull up and shit. Like, we fucking pull up and they're like, what the fuck? He was like, this looks nice. And I was like, yeah. And then there was like a guy on the railroad tracks or whatever. He was riding a horse and shit. But he was like this black guy with a FUBU jersey. He was like riding a horse.
What?
Because the Compton Cowboys are around there.
Yeah.
So there was like a stable like nearby or whatever. I don't know if that's still going on, but maybe some residual of that.
The Black Rodeo?
Yeah.
Cool.
And then so people were like, oh, man, what the fuck? Is that a nigga on a horse? Like that movie Django. Is that a nigga on a horse? With a FUBU jersey? Like, fuck, look at that.
Right. That's how you are in New Orleans, too. They'll just ride horses.
Yeah.
And it's like,
dude, so you've been in New Orleans. Have you seen them niggas out? I mean, not them niggas. I don't want to say that to you. But I'm like, have you seen them motherfuckers out there?
Trap me. Like, yes, I have. Say the whole sentence back.
I mean, like, have you seen them motherfuckers out there? They don't even brush their hair out there. Like, that shit is like, I don't even know. That's not like, that's some other shit.
It's they a going through.
That's not even gangbanger shit. That's just some fucking. I don't know.
Is it just drug addicted poverty? What is that? What
make a motherfucker not comb their hair?
Like heroin is way more New York and meth is here in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
So like what's the big fucking, you know, worst of the worst drug?
In LA?
Yeah, what is in LA?
It was crack. And since it's LA, it's cocaine. Remember? Because Hollywood, like all that shit. And then the hood gets the crack and all that shit. But nowadays it's like pills and shit. And like,
No, but that's not the lowest of the low. I'm talking about like
crack.
Addicts on
it's
the
crack.
Street. Like,
yeah, that's crack.
That's crack.
Okay. You go downtown, you ever been downtown LA?
Yeah.
Those are old crackheads.
Where that, by that pastrami place, you know where that lake is where they all sell whatever?
Yeah.
And then
who's
that guy? I think he was the guy from like the werewolf movie or
Michael J. Fox?
No, but the kids werewolf movie. And
Teen Wolf?
No, vampires and werewolves.
Oh, yeah.
One of those guys, like Zac Efron. That's who it was. Zac Efron. Like Zac Efron got beat up at what's that lake? Is that Echo Park? Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I know what lake you're talking about. Yeah.
And they're all dealing right there.
All right, he got beat up there.
Yeah, they say he got beat up there. And Taylor made the point of like, what's he doing there at 2 a.m.?
All right,
what's anyone doing there at 2 a.m.?
Right,
he's going for that for rock or whatever.
Going for
it is.
That itch.
Yeah. Why would he be there by himself?
Wow.
Or even with somebody, but like. Don't go yourself.
Shout out to Zac Efron.
Keeping it real. Going to get your own crap. No, I want to see it before I get it.
I love Zac. I forgot all about him. Yeah, man. That's crazy, though. He got beat up.
Yeah, he got punched. I don't know, beat up. He was a celebrity, so I'm sure he'll punch
himself. They probably didn't know it was him.
They might not have.
Yeah.
And he just like lipped off.
But he does have like a punchable face.
Like, you think you're better than me? He's like, I mean, no, I'm just like a gorgeous man.
Yeah. Like,
I don't mean to just have to
want some crack.
Yeah. You should be a movie star. I was like, In fact, I am.
Yeah, shit.
Yep. All right. Let's wrap it up.
All right. Well,
Is there anything else I'm fucking completely missing about that place that everyone should be like, doesn't realize? Seems nicer than for sure than the movies, because that's what you
said. It is, and it's like, but it's, it depends on like what you get into out there. If you're a gangbanger and shit, like you know that shit, whatever, then you're gonna fall, and then you're gonna, you know.
Are there next where like everyone's going to the dance club, and then oh shit, we're all having a good time, but oh, Timmy and Johnny from the West Side Bloods showed up. Oh, this is gonna be a problem.
He said the West Side Bloods.
I don't know.
Yeah. It could be. I like the way you say it all. He's like, oh, we're just going out to the dance club. Oh, fuck, there's Timmy and Johnny from the West Side Bloods.
You know how they always mess up a good time. They're violent ways.
Can you, wait, before we leave, can you like wash your hands after the murder again?
Yeah. Oh, Jamar, just do your chores. Just do your chores, then you can do whatever. Well, we're going to Dave and Buster's. He said, I can get a slushie on the way. Is that brain matter? Anyway, I got wiped. Okay.
Oh my God.
I wiped the prints off and I dumped it in the lake. We good? Let's go.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I don't want to do it.
And then there are some like introverts who just stay in the house all the time and fucking draw and shit like that. Like there are those guys and shit. I did a lot of that too. Like growing up, like I would just go in the house and draw, like if I wasn't like with like my friends or some shit like that. I wasn't like a kid like on the block and shit like that. I got into like little shit or whatever. I was like Bart Simpson more than I was like
what's the other one,
a gangbanger.
I read a thing once that said the difference between New York projects or not projects or whatever, the hood, I don't know what they said exactly, and LA, whatever version of that, Projects of the Hood, is that in LA they had yards.
Yeah.
So their kids could actually go outside a little bit. Whereas in New York, it's like, we can't keep them in this fucking small apartment all the time.
Dude.
So they had to go out and like be among the drugs.
Dude, I see the projects in New York. I guess those are projects or whatever, but it's just tall fucking like.
Tall buildings.
That shit looks crazy. That shit looks insane.
Yeah.
That shit would drive me crazy.
Yeah. They always have those big police lights out there too.
Yeah, but the projects in LA, it's like, it's. You know, I mean, it's just flat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just more so like flat. They look like milk cartons from above, like but the small milk.
Small. Yeah. The little two-story ones, that's it. Yeah, LA's not built up really, except for downtown.
Yeah.
In New York, everything's up.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Jamar's neighborhood.
Yeah, I'm going to now that I know how to go about doing my podcast.
Yeah. I'll go over with you on Amazon or I'll show you on the B&H site.
Okay.
I just got more in.
Okay.
You can plug it right. It works a little better if you have a cord, but then there's more to carry around.
Oh fuck! This is dope. Yeah. And then so I could just get like a Rebel like camera, because I wouldn't use iPhones, me myself personally.
Okay. Yeah.
But then so what? I just start this the same exact time my camera.
Start them both, and then we do the clap so that they can. So when it spikes, when this file spikes on the audio, that audio will also spike, and you can just match those up.
Oh, okay.
That's the same thing they do the clapper.
Oh,
that's
okay.
What you do in the clapper, when you do movies. You do fucking movies.
Yeah.
When they do the clapper.
Oh, I never knew what that was for. Yeah, I just thought it was like
the sound up to the whatever. Because you ever see a movie where it's like off by a half second? Their lips are like.
They're behind. Asian movies.
Yeah, those are way off.
They don't do like, clappers, huh? They just say go.
They're not speaking English.
Go.
But yeah. Yeah, that's it. And then you just match it up and then you're good to go. You can do it with your phone if you're on the run.
You know, George W. Bush used to live in Compton.
You know him? No.
Yeah, he was born there.
Pre-white flight.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love the idea of white flight, because it's like, hey, a black guy moved in. And then all the white people look at each other like, be cool, it's just one. And then there's another one moves in. And then we're like, guys, if we all stay here. And then one guy's like, we should all stay here. And then the next day, you're like, you sold your home? You said we're not going to stay here. Like, Everybody sell. And then the price plummets and all the blacks move in.
So when they start gentrifying.
There's always two families that stay.
Yeah. Because
they stay forever. It's too late.
Because they actually have like a. When they gentrified like Compton and shit, a lot of the niggas, they moved to like Lancaster and Palmdale and stuff. They moved like out there to live a better life.
you know, and you know, I'm tired of this hood life. And then so all the hood people go out there and it's like, you guys were the problem. Like, and now you guys are going to all move very far out, but like be the same people.
Be around the hood guys?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's like when they move from like Compton, whatever, to go like live a better life and shit, a more successful. I mean, like
you're still who you are.
Yeah. And then those people follow you because they want to move out of the hood too, kind of, sort of. And it's like, well, now you guys hate each other right out here.
That's like Austin. You're like, you're just going to make it the LA scene.
Like, yeah.
You guys just move locations.
You guys are ridiculous. You guys are the problem. Like, I don't know. Black people ain't even that bad, man. We not bad at
listen,
all.
Listen, I disagree, but that's
that
cool.
Bad. We ain't even bad.
What's you saying that? We're not bad. Like, what? That didn't even come up.
Oh, no, I was reading a text.
Oh.
What? Black people ain't that bad. Like, no.
It's just a text that black people suck. You're like, no.
Wait, what? Why would you tell me that? No. But it's all good, though.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jamar's Neighborhood. Check it out on iTunes and everything.
This is just a plan.
Okay, fair enough.
Like, but I don't know. I got a movie coming out maybe in like May or some shit.
What is it?
I'm in a new house party, and we got This Fool coming out on Hulu.
Is that May. Jordan Peele movie? Right.
Oh yeah, that was a while ago. Yeah, I was
is that
in
your
that
first
thing.
One.
Yeah,
I remember that people were talking about it, going like, "Damn, Jamar's in a movie and he's fucking good."
Yeah. I was pretty decent. Yeah. And, cool. And right now I'm on tour with Ari, so I'm not. Yeah. But thank you, man. This was fun, though, dude.
Yeah, it was. Thanks. All right. Boom. Oh, what's your Instagram?
Oh, @Jamar_neighbors. And my Twitter is Jamar Malachi. But I don't run my Twitter. My cousin runs my Twitter.
Is that your real middle name?
Malachi. Yeah. Malachi. Yes.
That's biblical as fuck.
Yeah, it's biblical as fuck, for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
I'll see you guys.
Compton is the city that I'm claiming. Parkour back with a gap to the punks. I start gaming. Devious, so what do you expect? I'm from the city on missions, and I go for your neck. People understand what I'm saying. It's legit, I'm on hit, the fools are paying. Bucks make you scared when they bail. Police punks talk junk, but you still get out of jail. 8 represents the place with the base. Compete, you won't beat, you're just a disgrace. Try to be casual, but that won't work. Get sweated in a minute, cause they down for the dirt. Maximum capacity, the crowd just jumps. For the rhythm that I give them, make their souls all pump. Energetic, so don't forget it, yeah, the 8 keeps pumping. And boo, this is Compton.
Well, that was interesting. Thanks, Jamar Neighbors. Guys, make sure to follow him on Instagram @Jamar_neighbors. Very funny guy. He'll have his own podcast soon. Jamar's Neighborhood. I forget what it's going to be called. And that's it. Don't forget to check out my tour dates at arishafir.com. arishafir.com/tour. You can get all tickets. February, I got Tampa and Denver. March, I got Salt Lake City, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Detroit, Michigan. All tickets at arishafir.com. And then Appleton, Wisconsin at the very end of March and the beginning of April. St. Louis and Buffalo in April. I don't know what else I got. So for Jamar Neighbors, I'm Ari Shaffir saying, fuck a black dude for Black History Month. Actually, fuck Jamar Neighbors. Why did I say Monroe Martin or Derek Gaines? Fuck Jamar Neighbors. White chicks. If you want to make up for the past wrongs, ask any black dude who's single and they'll tell you, you will be even for slavery, for oppression, for all of it, if you just fuck a black dude. It's not that hard. It will be hard, though. It'll be so hard. Oh, my God. I'm Ari Shaffir saying, fuck a black dude. For Jamar Neighbors, this has been Skeptic Tank, episode 458, City of Compton. I'll see you guys later. Oh, and hit subscribe. Do me a favor. Hit subscribe right there if you're watching on YouTube or if you're listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anything. Do me a favor and hit subscribe and tell 50 friends about this podcast. No one's listening because it's the very end. Take it out.
Metro Police Department, lines being recorded, the Sean.
Hey, we've had some break-ins in my neighborhood, and there's a real suspicious guy. It's Retrieview Circle. The best address I can give you is 111 Retrieview Circle. this guy looks like he's up to no good, or he's on drugs or something. It's raining, and he's just walking around looking about.
Okay, and this guy, is he white, black, or Hispanic?
He looks black.
Did you see what he was wearing?
Yeah, a dark hoodie, like a gray hoodie, and something's wrong with him. Yeah, he's coming to check me out. He's got something in his hands. I don't know what his deal is. These assholes, they always get away.
You know, my mom always said, y'all gonna smoke whatever I cook in this house. Being great don't even sound all that worth it to me. People always talk about how great Martin Luther King was, but nobody ever talk about how broke that nigga actually was. He wore the same suit in every picture. Nigga got shot on a motel balcony. Not a hotel balcony. It was a motel balcony. With three other niggas up in that motherfucker. You guys are sharing a motel?
Desegregation is against the Bible. I find my scripture for this in Genesis 9:27. Where God did segregate and separate the three sons of Noah, sending one out to be a servant while the other two remained in the tabernacle. I say that God has given Noah in his Bible any right for men to end the curse that he's placed upon any human flesh.
I'm not going to sit up here either and act like I don't know why great niggas get killed. You know why? They just be too loud. Every person who got, like, assassinated, they were so fucking loud. Isn't it crazy how Barack Obama is like the first black president, but he hasn't been assassinated? Because he's soft-spoken. He don't get out of hand. No wild hand gestures and shit. His voice is soothing. Volume is everything. Tupac and Snoop talk the same shit. Tupac dead and Snoop Dogg is still alive. Barack Obama sound like Tupac, that he'd have been found that nigga at the bottom of a lake.
Last week, a white man was fined for shooting a rabbit out of season. But it's safe to murder Negroes. A rabbit is better off than a Negro because in Alabama, niggas are always in season.
You know, this next guy, he's special. He's special. Let me tell you this. I already quoted Ian Edwards once. I'll do it second time. He said, this guy is the future of stand-up comedy. Please welcome Mr. Jamar Neighbors.
That's not true.
That's not true. I'm just a hood nigga, man. So out here trying to do me, dog. Like the other day, the other day, me and my niggas, we was doing a drive-by on somebody. And this is real shit. We were doing a drive-by on a motherfucker. And we get all the way to the nigga house. And we kill him. We kill him. And, but we rolled off. And at the end of the street, we ran out of gas. So we had to go back inside the dead nigga's mom's house to see if she could call AAA after she got off the phone with the cops. Man, if you've never just caught the bus home from a drive-by, you ain't lived life. It's real, dog. Man, I don't have a father either. But to be fair, neither does my son. Aww. I ain't got no damn kids. I couldn't have kids. I know I couldn't because the other day I was watching my 2-month-old nephew, and as soon as he fell asleep on my lap, and as soon as he fell asleep, I started rolling the blunt on his back.
Yeah. So anyway, a lot of people say, hey, Jamar Malachi neighbors. I say, what? They'd be like, what do you think about childhood obesity? And I'd be like, I don't have any thoughts on childhood obesity, but I do have a story. And they say, hey, can I hear that story? And I'd be like, yeah, you can hear the story. All right, so, okay, so I have a niece, right? My niece is, she's six, and she's fat. Right? She's six. All right, to give you perspective, okay, she's six, and she's like the size of the bitches that I fuck. Like, that's how fat she is. Like, that's how, like you know, like for a six-year-old, you know, like, okay, like, she's like your size. I fuck bitches like your size, you know what I'm saying? And that's cool for women like 27 and shit, but for a six-year-old, that's fat, right? So, hold on. Yeah. Hold on to that, right? Okay, so one day, the whole family, we're all at my mother's house and shit, and we're chilling and everything, and I forgot what the fuck happened, but my mom, it was so many people in her house. It was me, my niece, my sister, like two cousins, an aunt. We're all at my mom's house, and my mom, we all had to fucking leave her house, and my mother doesn't trust anybody, so if she leave her house, everybody got to get the fuck out of her house. So we was like, fuck it, mama, we'll just fucking roll with you. So we all get up in the car and shit, and I didn't really want to fucking go. You know, I'm already insecure about, like, what I'm wearing. I got on, like, these thin-ass basketball shorts. I got a wife beater on and shit. You know what I'm saying? So we're all crammed up in the car, right? And my niece, who's six, and the size of the bitches that I fuck, she comes out, and she's wearing these pajamas, and... Shut the fuck up, okay? I'm telling the story. She's wearing these pajamas, and then she goes, Grandma, where do I sit? And she goes, sit on Uncle Jamar's lap. And shut the fuck up, okay? She's sick. No, nigga, it can happen to anybody, nigga. She's six, but she's just, okay, so she sits on my lap, right? And, you know, my mom is the worst driver on earth, nigga. So we just, like, bouncing and, like, hitting bumps and shit. And, you know, my niece is just, you know, playing with her baby doll and shit. Like, nothing happened. She dropped her. Genuine Pony was playing. It was terrible. It was fucking terrible. And so, you know, it just got, like, so intense, man. What the fuck is a nigga to do, man? So, you know, like, 20 minutes later, man, you know, we just in the backseat fucking. Like, we... Because she knew what she was doing. Uh-huh. Hey, these are jokes. I am a comedian. I've been doing this for about like 10 years, and that was a joke, right? And if I still have to explain that that is a joke, then... The fucking my knees part wasn't a joke though. I
legacy of slavery, Jim Crow, discrimination in almost every institution of our lives. You know, that casts a long shadow. And that's still part of our DNA. That's passed on. We're not cured of it.
Racism.
We are not cured of it.
Clearly.
And it's not just a matter of it not being polite to say nigger in public. That's not the measure of whether racism still exists or not. Societies don't overnight completely erase everything that happened 200 to 300 years prior.
I saw an internet meme of Michelle and Malia Obama dressed up like really elegant and classy on one side, and then on the other side it had like Chris and Kylie Jenner. And they say, can you tell the difference? One is when you raise a 17-year-old. The other is when you manage a 17-year-old. I remember I saw that. And I was like, it doesn't matter. Like, you know, both of them are going to suck dick one day. One's going to be great at it and one's going to be terrible at it. It's the only difference. Malia Obama will have weak pussy by the time she gets a grown woman. Think about it, because she got into the office when she was 12, you know? All that Secret Service and shit by her 24/7 and shit. She doesn't have the freedom to go out and get loose dick like, you know, bitches. You know, she's supposed to been fucking, man. 12 to 20, nigga, that's when you do your fucking. But she missed all those years, and now she's going to be a grown woman, and then now she's going to unbless somebody with that weak-ass pussy. Unbless somebody with that weak ass pussy. Thank you, man. I really appreciate that. You know what just needs to happen? Okay, this is what needs to happen with race, all right, man? Black people and white people have to come together and just have a fucking physical fight, nigga. Just in Texas somewhere, nigga, on a battlefield, dog. Yeah, nigga, just blacks versus whites, dude. And just get it out of the fucking way, man. We all get a year to make our weapons and shit. Yeah, we all get a year to make our weapons and shit, man, right? So here's the deal, okay? So the deal is if white people win, no. If black people win, you guys got to stop being racist, all right? But if white people win, then we get to go back into slavery with you for like 100 years. Niggas, are we on? We doing it? So y'all say no? You say no? We don't got no confidence in ourselves? No? God damn it, and that's the fucking problem, man. That's the damn problem. I'm scared of you, nigga.
That you're a man. Stand up and be counted. Go with the Ku Klux Klan. We are a sacred brotherhood who love our country true. We always can be counted on when there's a job to do. We serve our homeland day and night to keep it always free, and proudly wear our robes of white, protecting liberty. Stand up and be counted. Show the world that you're a man. Stand up and be counted. Go with the Ku Klux Klan.
That time, I want to bring up the next comedian, ladies and gentlemen. This man is super funny. He and I are in a movie with Key and Peele coming out in April. Please make a whole lot of noise for Jamar Neighbors.
Girl, why you never ready? For as long as you took, you better look like Halle Berry.
Oh, man.
Oh, Beyonce.
Oh, Beyonce. Oh, Beyonce.
Jay-Z.
There was a bomb threat.
Are we scared of the bomb threat?
He said, nigga, I ain't in LA Unified School District. I don't give a fuck.
People mad, man. Kids out of school the whole day. I saw parents in the grocery stores mad. Kids running around. Nigga, I saw one parent snap. Keep touching shit. I'm going to send your ass to school. You want the Muslims to get you? All right, well, then sit your ass down. Touching shit. I'm going to get ISIS on your ass. Hey, I was thinking about this dumb shit. Hey, what if you found out Abraham Lincoln got assassinated because after he freed the slaves, he took them to Ford Theater to watch a play? And the slaves were talking all through the play and shit, like the movies and shit.
Don't go in there. That's the master's bedroom.
That nigga John Wilkes Booth like, who brought these loud, sweaty niggas to the play? I can't hear anything. Him in a top hat. I'll fix him. Bah! Blew that nigga brains out.
The Bible calls for glory to our symbols of a man. A sword and water, rope and hood portray our noble clan. In search of peace and liberty, we pledge our hearts and hands. We must defeat the communists to save our Christian land. Stand up and be counted, show the world that you're a man. Stand up and be counted, go with the Ku Klux Klan. Stand up and be counted, show the world that you're a man. Stand up and be counted, go with the Ku Klux Klan.
It was a historical injustice that the country is trying to make up for.
But the point is that we have to acknowledge that because of that legacy,
everybody acknowledges, every sane person acknowledges.
Everybody does not acknowledge that. That's what
you're talking about, the lunatic fringe.
No, it's not the lunatic fringe. There are actually a lot of people in this country who are racist, and you just refused. I really have to wonder, like.
All right. I have to wonder about why you can't see what's happening, because most Americans are not racist. They're not.
Really? So how many black friends do you have?
Really?
How many black friends do you have?
If you think most Americans are racist, I'm ashamed
of you. I'm asking you a serious
question. After these messages, we'll be right back.
Jell-O brand pudding puffs, new chocolate vanilla swirl.
Chocolate and vanilla?
Swirled together so that the right side of your mouth says, I want chocolate Jell-O pudding pops, and the left side says, no, I want vanilla Jell-O pudding pops. You can have both.
New chocolate vanilla swirl. All the goodness of real Jell-O pudding, so you know it's wholesome.
What does your mouth say now?
Chocolate vanilla swirl.
You said a mouthful.
Swirls also come in chocolate and caramel.
Hey, does Bill Cosby at least get credit for not letting them bitches drive home under the influence? A DUI costs what? How much? $10,000. Yeah. Would you rather fuck Bill Cosby or pay the state $10,000? Yeah. Exactly. Get that nigga his just due. Bill Cosby. That mean that I remember I roofied a bitch. You ever roofie a chick? Well, okay, I roofied a bitch and then another nigga walked off with my bitch. Nigga, you saw me put that in there. But I still had like two more and shit, so I just dropped it in this bitch drink. I caught a girl, took her out, put her up in my car, drove her home, and I put her up in my bed. And I slept on the couch. Yeah, she woke up and shit. She was confused. Oh, shit, what the fuck am I doing? What the fuck? And I was like, girl, relax, all right? She's like, where am I? I was like, you at my house, all right? We were in a club last night, and I roofied you. But I didn't fuck you. You know, so now that you know you can trust me, you know, don't you? There it is. Oh,
I did want to, I have to ask about your name coming up in the news recently regarding this comedian.
No, we don't answer that.
Okay. I just wanted to ask if you wanted to respond at all about whether any of that was true.
There's no response.
Can I ask you if, with the persona that people know about Bill Cosby, should they believe anything differently about what...
There is no comment about that.
Thank you.
Now, can I get something from you?
What's that?
That none of that will be shown.
I can't promise that myself, but...
And mystery that's just for you and you and you and you.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Get mystery date.
I could never fuck a kid. Hell no. Could you? I could never fuck a kid. Now I got to know who the fuck is in here. You know, because some people are like, no, it's cool. It's cool. Kids are cool. Kids are cool. I can never fuck a kid, man. You know, my dick's too big for regular size women. Like, why would I want to put a child through, you know, such trauma, you know? That's not cool. You know, like the other day, all right? I'm fucking this chick, right? She's beautiful, like nice full girl, you know what I'm saying? Good homegrown, she, you know, like kind of like yours, you know, like grown ass fucking woman. You know, she was screaming and hollering, "Oh, Jamar! Oh, shit! Oh, nigga, you that nigga! Oh, you the man! Oh, fuck, you know." But she was a full-grown woman, you know, and, you know, like, why would I want to put a fucking 9-year-old through all that, you know? I would, you know, 9-year-olds don't grasp the concept of good dick, you know? I believe in little kids' culture, they call that horse playing. They say, she would say that I was horse playing. Hell no. I'm saying I could never fuck a kid. Hell no. Shit. You ever got your dick sucked by a 9-year-old? I have. I was 9 too, you know. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I was actually cheating on my girlfriend with this girl over here. Same class and shit. Yeah, nigga, I don't think I went to public school, nigga. We no protein in the food. Lunch ticket, baby. Yeah. Yeah, so nigga at 9, you know what I'm saying? This girl would, I'm being vulnerable and telling you guys the truth, you know? This girl would suck my dick here, and she sucked my dick. And then we finished, and then I went to my girlfriend, and then she sucked my dick. And then she bit on something, and she spit it out, and it was the other girl's tooth. Other girl's baby tooth, nigga. She called me cheating via baby tooth, nigga. When would that ever happen to anybody? Oh, she was mad. Oh, whose tooth is this? Which one of these bitches' tooth is in your dick? And everybody in the class feared her. You know what I'm saying? So she was like, all you bitches smile. Is it Candace? Is it Jill? Is it DeMarco? That nigga Jared Fogle, man. I still eat Subway though. Fuck it. You know, him fucking kids, like if I'm hungry, nigga, I don't give a fuck who fucked what. It's about my stomach. You think I'm a fucking... What if Subway's the last thing to eat on fucking earth, nigga? And then I got morals... You think I'm... Fuck my morals, nigga. I gotta eat. I'm an animal. Row. Damn. And the child porn, huh? That's crazy. What's the production? Nah, whatever. You think there's a boom mic anywhere? And who's holding that motherfucker? Ah, well.
You want to watch me the young girl too?
Yes.
Do you?
I do.
What will you do?
Whatever you tell me.
What would you like to do?
I'd like you to tell me what to do.
Holy young boy.
Yeah, whatever it is you tell me. I want that.
You holy holy for me.
Did that turn you on?
Yes.
Tommy.
It would turn me on so much.
Hey, man, these kids need to stop doing child porn, man, for real. That's a terrible career choice. You know, child porn is a terrible thing is because there is child porn, but there are no child porno stars. You know, like, no one ever makes it. Like, why? Right? Like, you'll never see the child prodigy nigga just accepting an award on the AVNs and shit. I would like to thank my uncle for, first and foremost, for telling me I could do it. Thank my grandma for letting me use her shed. That was real. Fuck. Ah, well. Dude, first and foremost, I just want to say the NAACP can suck my dick. The Black Panther Party can suck my dick. Nation of Islam can suck my dick. The KKK can suck my dick. Neo-Nazis can suck my dick. Mexicans can suck my dick. The Oscars can suck my dick. I'm not mad at anybody. I just really like getting my dick sucked. Oh, man. Getting your dick sucked? Oh, my God. Hey, niggas are always talking about how white people put cocaine in black neighborhoods, but niggas never want to take responsibility for turning that shit into crack. We did that, nigga. That was us. Some nigga tasted it with his pinky and was up there like, this good, but this needs some baking soda.
boil it a little bit, add some butter.
Nigga, add butter to crack? Is that crazy? That's probably what niggas, that butter. That's not how you make crack.
I don't like the way crack make you look. When you get 40, it's over. All your teeth coming out at once. My teeth already fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I don't need these motherfuckers falling out. At least I got teeth in my mouth. You know what I'm saying? What drug would do something like that to somebody? Crack.
But I ain't gonna lie, man. If I was coming up in the 80s and shit, I'd have did that shit too. This shit was only $5. Hennessy is $10.99. Always go for the cheaper option. Shit, me myself personally, man, I'm glad these unarmed niggas getting shot. That's more pussy for me. Guy got the thing out the hurt a little bit so I can keep my sexual activity going and fuck it. Fuck you, man. I saw pictures of Trayvon Martin and Mike Brown. Them, both of them niggas look better than me. We was in the club, man. Like, it's a numbers game, my nigga. Like, them niggas would have had me beat out. They was young. They was handsome and shit. Like, I gotta... All right. It's crazy, man. I was just playing football with these young niggas. And after the game, one of them was up there like, yo, man, I got to go all the way back to Compton. And I was like, that's crazy, my nigga. I'm from Compton. I go, what's going on in Compton now? And he was like, man, it's crazy, man. The black gangs are beefing with the Mexican gangs because the Mexicans keep killing all the niggas. And so now it's a green light on all Mexicans. And I go, what? So you killing the fucking Mexicans because they killed one of them niggas? How come y'all didn't do that shit when the cops killed all them unarmed niggas? Turn up! Fuck y'all niggas. I was in a foster home. I should be allowed to say anything I want to say. Don't take this from me. You already took my parents. At least let me have my freedom of speech. All right. All right. Well, this is good, man. This is good. Coach, we got some good stuff in there? All right, cool. All right. Well, thank you, man. This is good. My name is Jamar Neighbors. Good night. Hey, this next guy coming to the stage is fucking fantastic. You guys are going to love him. Funny as fuck. Give it up for the very funny Mr. Vladimir Kapanen.
White girl with me like Elvis. Old girl say I'm too selfish. Sippin' on the lean, can't help it. Ever take a drug test, now I'm gon' feel it. Got a pimpin' on a nigga, pull it off. Young rich nigga bangin' on your daughter. Got the white girl with me like Christmas. New Jack City nigga like whiskey.
Y'all bet not sue me for this album either. Thank you. Jamar Neighbors, I'm out.
I'm gonna bring up one of my best friends. He's in the new Key and Peele movie. He's the sponsor of my N-word application. Please welcome to stage, Mr. Jamar Neighbor.
Fuck the frail shit. Cause when my coat come in, they gotta use the
scales that they weigh the whales with. Jada Kiss, whites. Get cultured, whites. You know, like about white people is I'll go see the whitest movie ever, but y'all won't go see the blackest movie ever. Like, I done seen all your bullshit, man. I done seen Titanic, Flipper, fucking Seabiscuit, all that bullshit. You can't go see Booty Call, motherfucker. You can't go see Woo. Baller Blocking with Lil Wayne and Baby. Man, if these Instagram bitches ain't gonna let me fuck, I'm gonna need them to stop taking off their clothes. For real, how do I? They want me to like the picture of their booty and shit. It's like, how am I gonna like it if I ain't never had it? You know? How about you let me fuck it, and then if I like it, I'll go on the internet and then I'll like the picture. So that way you know it's real. Fuck these IG bitches. Jay was talking about niggas.
I like the word nigga, man. I use it a lot in my set because, you know, I use it a lot in my life because I remember a few years ago, nigga, they was trying to ban the N-word. Remember that? They was trying to ban that shit. Can't do that. People just going to complain about their freedom of speech. But what you can do is you can change the meaning of a word. Like, remember when gay meant happy? Remember that? Now all of a sudden it means homosexual or fag. When you think about it, that's just one less word that means happy. So why don't we just make nigga mean happy? Hell yeah, nigga. I love to see Stevie Wonder, Barack Obama birthday party and shit. Nigga birthday to ya. Nigga birthday to nigga birthday. For real song. If you're a nigga and you know it. All right. All right. I'm about to go to McDonald's. Get my kids some nigga meals and just. All right. You guys have been great. I'm Jamar Neighbors. Good night.
Nigga.
Deep breath. Be fine. Don't worry. You ready?
Oh, nigga day.
Oh, nigga day.
Oh, nigga day.
Oh, nigga day.
When Jesus was.
When niggas was.
When Jesus was.
When niggas was.
When Jesus was.
When niggas was.
Wash my sins away.
Y'all gonna have to do better than this.
You know what, man? I don't care if I go to heaven anymore. You know, I'm tired of trying to impress God, man. Fuck that. Ain't you tired of trying to impress this nigga? It's like, what I gotta do? Is it not enough that I believe in you and I can't see you, nigga? Can I get that and then I gotta follow your rules on top of that? Damn, thank you. Damn, let me get up in there. God be doing weird. God goes so hard on me. I'm gonna make this nigga broke for 30 years and see if he'll kill himself. What? No, you gotta learn humbleness. Nigga, I am humble. You just making me mad. God's a setup. He make you mad so you see if you how close you can get to killing the motherfucker. That's some sick shit. I gotta impress that guy. Love you, God, but you be pissing the nigga off. That's real, man. Fuck. Mass shootings, man. Gotta get with them. That's what's hot in the streets, man. Mass shootings, man. They're so hot in the streets that if you ain't doing it, you're not cool, man. You're not shooting up a movie theater. You're not nobody. Yup. Mass shootings everywhere, man. Somebody told me, they was like, Jamar. I said, what? They said, did you know that 14 people got shot? In San Bernardino, And I was like, the fuck you telling me for, man? I'm just a nigga from Compton. You know what you want me to do, nigga? Put all 14 of them niggas on a white t-shirt and wear them for 2 weeks? That's about how long we give a fuck about shit like this anyway. Fuck San Bernardino. You know what I remember about San Bernardino? No, because I'm from out here. No, you know what I remember about San Bernardino? One day, me and my niggas, we went to go see a bitch in San Bernardino. And she let all my niggas fuck but me. She let all of them fuck but me. So when you say 14 people got shot, I hope that bitch was one of them. And if you need to know her name, it's Jaleta Smith. She's 5'5", she's an Instagram model. And she don't like niggas with gaps in their mouth. They shooting up everything, dog. Paris? How you do that? Nigga, they shot up Paris. Say, shot up Paris, nigga. Damn. You can't do that, nigga. I hate the arguments I keep hearing. They be like, I think it's funny how we blow up Syria. No one gets mad. There's innocent people there. We blow up Iraq. No one gets mad. There's innocent people there. We blow up Paris. Everybody's up in arms. And I'm like, yeah, nigga, we vacation there. You can't be blowing up vacation spots, nigga. Like, Jay-Z and Beyonce could be there any fucking time. You kill Jay-Z and Beyonce, nigga, that's our king and queen. You don't want America in this shit. Remember the last time you blew up a vacation spot in America, nigga? Fucking Pearl Harbor. Remember that? Say what you want, nigga. That was Hawaii. Shit. They bombed Boston. We really didn't even do shit because don't nobody vacation in Boston. Them niggas did that shit in Vegas? All-Star Weekend? Nigga, what? They blew up the bitches? Nigga, what? The slot machine and the bitches? Nigga, what? Where do I enlist that? You can't enlist, nigga. You flat-footed. Like to kill people though.
When the night is dark and you're fast asleep, somewhere in I quietly creep.
Hey man, this shit ain't easy, man. I gotta sit up here and I gotta sit on the toilet, you know, and just come up with really fucked up things to say because you know what I'm saying, I don't know, I'm just trying to do something with my life, and a lot of people like resent me for it, you know what I'm saying, and I'm like, hey man, you know what I'm saying, it's not that fucking easy, man, you know what I'm saying, it's not just the N-word, it's not just this, man.
I am the master of evil and dastardly deeds. On an innocent city, I fiendishly feed.
like, okay, can I have a person come up here and like, all right, is anybody in here ever want to be a comic? Yeah, that white guy in the back? Oh, you? You? Okay, all right, come here. This shit ain't easy, man. I be trying to come up with crazy shit to say all the time, and people just, it's like, it's weird. You try it, all right? But you got it. Tell the audience your name, your race, and where you're from.
My name's Matt Stonecipher. I'm ungodly Caucasian. I'm from Culver City. I hate niggas that talk about wanting to leave the hood.
Let them finish!
But they complain about gentrification. I'm tired of niggas saying they want to leave the hood. It's like, well then, nigga, just leave. Niggas act like they need a passport to get out of the hood. Just move. This isn't the Gaza Strip, nigga. Bring
good. Give it up for him. Wait, no, you're not done. I got like two more. Man. What's up, whites? I was at my grandma's house watching the Feed the Children commercials. And I'm going, if it costs 10 cents a day to feed a kid in Africa, then at what point do we blame them parents over there for not having their shit together? It's only 10 cents. Like, who's that broke? You don't have 10 cents? Just to run down to the market and get your little baby some rice? You don't got that? Like, our homeless people got 10 cents in their cups. They stay with 10 cents in their cup. That's real, nigga. Africa is like the richest continent in like natural resources. So there are like good working cities and normal civilization in Africa. So when we see them children and poor ass like mothers and shit, those are just Africa's homeless people. Those are just people who just don't got their shit together. That's real. So does get your shit together apply to them people over there too? Because like we stay telling our people to get our shit together over here. You know what I'm saying? Like I picture like an African lady in the jungle, like with her kids and shit, raising them, and her sister who's doing slightly better than her comes down from like the city just to chastise her. I'm like, Umbutwa, get your kids up out of these trees. Stop having them brush their teeth with them damn sticks and get your damn shit together, girl. Come get in the blood diamond business with us, bitch. You don't got to do this. You letting your ego get in the way. That's what you doing. You know Coney hiring, right? Get a real job, bitch. Shit. Yeah, I like that. Turn up.
Here's the penis. And the scrotum that holds the testicles or testes inside. Inside. Do you all know what sperm is?
Now when the penis erect gets hard, the sperm can come out in what's called an ejaculation.
Ladies, you ever had a train ran on you? Oh, you? Oh, no, I ain't gonna make you feel bad about it, but that's crazy. You'll never want to make nobody feel bad if they had a train run on them. Just be like, oh, you living. Yeah. Damn. I remember I ran a train on a bitch. Damn, that shit was crazy, dude. I was getting some, I'm gonna tell you, because I don't give a fuck. I was getting some head from the front, and my nigga was smashing from the back. That's just how I go. That's what happened. I was getting some head from the front, and he was smashing from the back. And at a point, I was like, hey, I'm about to come on your face. I said it just like that. Like, my cum voice gets really dry and intense for some reason. I'm about to come on your face. I pulled out. Bye. I was about to shoot that shit on her face. And the bitch moved her hips. Hit the homie right in the belly button. Right in the belly button. He didn't even stop fucking. He was like, nigga. Yo. Come on, man. Get this shit out my belly button. And I was like, hell no, nigga. That's gay.
like, it's yours? Nigga, you gonna have to take a shower.
Damn. Yeah, man. Wouldn't be getting trains right now.
Get up. School day. Y'all gonna be late. Go. Get to school. Go. Get up. Come on, man.
Damn, Wall.
Damn, Wall is nothing. That happens like y'all don't go to school. Soon enough, they're gonna be calling around. All y'all gonna end up in foster care. Y'all want foster care? Let's climb your little black ass back in the bed then. Get out of my way, man. Damn, too early for this shit.
Ah, well. What are you gonna do? Anybody here grow up ugly, man? I grew up ugly as fuck. Like, anybody here just like a ugly ass like kid and shit? You know what I'm saying? Like I don't have baby pictures. I've always looked like a grown ass man. I've had the same face, the same mouth, the same ears since I was a fucking like one. Fucking crazy, dog. And people were fucking open, man. I used to live in this foster home and shit, and I would walk across the TV way, and then my foster mother would be at the, like, it's your ugly ass from in front of the damn TV. God damn. Shit. And then she'd throw the shoe at me. And she'd hit me. I start crying and shit. But you know how you make an ugly face? I was getting uglier, so she was getting angrier. Stop it! Stop it! Nigga, you got to die! You making me uglier. Oh, shit. Damn, man, grew up ugly as fuck. Damn. Ah, well. What are you gonna do? You know, I mean, I've lived a life, man. Damn. Man, I grew up ugly as fuck. I had to get buffed to distract people from how I look. You know? But I didn't have I didn't get my muscles from the fucking gym or anything. You know what I'm saying? My muscle tone comes from like lifting all my dead homies' caskets. Been lifting my dead homies' caskets since I was a little nigga. Like 12. I think I was like 12, man. Yeah, dude. That's why my arms got hella shape. You know how heavy a 12-year-old is for another 12-year-old, nigga? That's weight, nigga. All them deadlifts.
Once again, back is the incredible.
That voice was me, motherfucker.
number. I'd like to return to the class.
Shit is about to be so crazy because sooner or later, like, all his resources are going to run out.
Wow.
They don't make more land, nigga.
They what?
That's why
land
I told you,
the
people.
The only thing in this world that they don't, that you can't make more of.
That's why I told you, people, fucking and reproducing. Watch.
It's not even in the fucking.
It's the Mexicans.
It's the fact that this world is going, it's just, it's. It's no space for.
I mean, how long before this is what long before the world expires?
Nah, I think we gonna die out before the world. Well.
No, no.
So how long before the world expires?
There's no.
Because I think if you went in outer space and seen all the CO2, you know, gas around Earth, you'd be able to see it.
No,
very,
the sun gonna
very
explode.
Clear.
The sun is gonna explode because all stars die.
Oh yeah, damn.
The sun is a star, nigga, and we think we're inevitable. We think this life is gonna be forever. We think.
Nigga, that's scientific.
The dinosaurs thought they was gonna be forever, nigga. If there was dinosaurs, or was it a created story? Who gives? But the fact that you tell, me that these things lived millions of years ago and they was dominating on the planet, and to the fact that where I see a Komodo dragon and that's the grandfather, that's the last of dinosaurs. Lizards?
Yeah.
Little lizards.
Jay, what'd you say? You said nobody's responsible for
racism. No human being on Earth is responsible for racism. Like, no white person on Earth is responsible for.
Oh, because their ancestors did it.
Just in general.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
So you can't go around hating people for shit that they
so
it's only their knowledge to how they feel about it.
Yeah, yeah, so let me ask you this then. You know how every race is predisposed to something, and that's why we all act a certain way because of an oppression of some sort?
Yeah, just like,
all right, so let me ask you this though. So white people erasing our culture and this and that shit, and then like do you ever get mad that you see white privilege today?
Yeah.
If you get, you do?
Yeah.
So but then we can't, well then that means that we, well but should we be mad at white privilege if they're not responsible for racism? All right, Jamar. On the planet? No,
yeah, I get it. I'm about to break this shit down to you, my nigga. I'm asking questions. I'm gonna tell you too. If you ever want to look up on white privilege, did you know that Donald Trump's fucking grandfather was a rapist, a pimp?
Yeah, I heard about that.
The nigga, he frauded, went back to Germany. He came back because he skipped the draft, came back, and all that money he had, he put into real estate. That's why this nigga is rich now off real estate. Did you know white privilege money still benefits these families today?
Okay, I understand that.
White people, look, black people, in all honesty, are the true essence of this fucking earth.
Oh yeah, for sure, absolutely.
What are the reason why?
Going back to my question earlier about white privilege. Okay, so what white people's ancestors basically did was set their race up for up for success,
yes.
or whatever,
yes.
The fuck,
yes.
Right?
They made sure,
but they did it by at the
expense.
Yeah. No.
500 years later.
Well,
a lot.
Yeah.
A lot, my nigga. Well, the reason, what can you do, or what are you doing now?
I like that.
What are you doing now?
I like that.
What are you doing now?
Yeah. You feel me, my nigga? You about to spark a revolution.
What the fuck are you doing right now? Look at every fucking influential black person in the motherfucking history has all been killed.
Fucking white bitch.
Cause when, nigga, just fucking look at Malcolm X, my nigga. Who the fuck can tell 500 people walking down the street the lead of a finger?
Why y'all sitting in the car?
We just vibing.
Outside, and then we was in the house. But
we on some, we philosophical right now.
Hey, mamas.
Okay, well, she wanted to see.
Oh, fuck.
Who that?
Oh, that's Vanessa. Oh, what's up, boo?
Hello, hi.
What's up, man? I got it.